அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, தனிப்பெரும் கருணை, அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, திருச்சிற்றம்பலம். எல்லாம் செயல்கூடும் எண்ணானை அம்பலத்தே, எல்லாம் வல்லான் தனையே ஏற்று. திருவிளங்க சிவயோக சித்தி எல்லாம் விளங்க, சிவஞான நிலை விளங்க, சிவானுபவம் விளங்க, திருவிளங்கு திருத்தில்லை, திருச்சிற்றம்பலத்தே, திருக்கூத்து விளங்க, ஒளி சிறந்த திருவிளக்கே. உரு விளங்க, உயிர் விளங்க, உணர்ச்சி அது விளங்க, உலகமெல்லாம் விளங்க, அருள் உதவு பெரும் தாயாம், மறுவிளங்கு குளர் வள்ளி மகிழ்ந்தொருபால் விளங்க, வயங்குமணி பொது விளங்க, வளர்ந்த சிவக்குழுந்தே. அன்பெனும் பிடியுள் அகப்படும் மலையே, அன்பெனும் குழில் புகும் அரசே, அன்பெனும் வளைக்குட்படு பரம் பொருளே, அன்பெனும் கரத்தமரமுதே, அன்பெனும் கடத்துள் அடங்கிடும் கடலே, அன்பெனும் உயிர் ஒளிர் அறிவே, அன்பெனும் அணுவுள் அமைந்த பேருளியே, அன்புருவாம் பரசிவமே. திருச்சிற்றம்பலம் அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி அவயம் அவயம். அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, தனிப்பெரும் கருணை, அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி. லெட் ஆல் லிவிங் பீயிங்ஸ் லிவ் பிளிஸ்ஃபுல்லி. வள்ளலார் யூனிவர்சல் மிஷன் யுஎஸ்ஏ வெல்கம்ஸ் ஆல் த சிஸ்டர்ஸ் அண்ட் பிரதர்ஸ் டு அ சண்டே இவன்ட். டுடே இஸ் மார்ச் 17, 2019. திஸ் வீக் வி ஹாவ் வித் அஸ் டாக்டர் தில் ரகு ஃப்ரம் யுஎஸ்ஏ to talk about Saga Kalvi or the science and the art of conquest of faith. We welcome, on behalf of our Varalar Universal Mission and its members, we extend our warm welcome to our brother, Daivatha Til Raghu, to this Sunday Satvicharam. Vanakkam, Vandanam, and welcome, sir.
Thank you. Yes, I don't know if other remarks will be made before I start, or...
Dr. Etta, what we thought is, you know, since we have already given you the introduction, so we can probably start with that. But before that, we will have the prayer song by Jayaraj.
Okay.
Thank you, Prasanna Ayya. We welcome Dr. Dil Raghu for the discourse on the talk on Saga Kalvi, the art and science of conquer of death. Thank you. Arutperunjodi, Arutperunjodi, Tanipperun Karunai, Arutperunjodi, Viraindu, Viraindu, Padikadandhen, Merfal, Amudam, Viyandundhen, Karaindu, Karaindu, Manamurukas, Tannir Verukas, Karuthalandhe, வரைந்து ஞானம் மனம் பொங்க மணி மண்டரசை கண்டுகொண்டே சிறைந்து நெகிழ்ந்த தோளுடம்பும் செழும் பொன் உடம்பாய் திகழ்ந்தேனே. பெற்றேன் என்றும் இரவாமை வேதம் தவிர்த்தே இறைவன் என்னை உற்றே கலந்தான், நானவனை உற்றே கலந்தேன் ஒன்றானோம். எட்டே அடியேன் செய்த தவம் யாரே புரிந்தார் இன்னமுதம் துற்றே, உலகீர் நீவீர் எழாம் வாழ்க வாழ்க துணி அற்றே. அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, தனிப்பெரும் கருணை, அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி.
தேங்க்யூ, தேங்க்யூ ஜெயராஜயா. டியர் ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ், டுடே வி ஹாவ் டாக்டர் தில் ரகு, அண்ட் ஹீஸ் ஃப்ரம் லாஸ் வெகஸ் நெவடா இன் யுஎஸ்ஏ. Dr. Raghu has already given few speeches, and he is a scholar, and he has been writing a lot of interesting blogs about Samarasa Sudha Sanmargam, which you know many of you might have read. It's really an eye opener for the Sanmarga thoughts. So I welcome Dr. Raghu once again for this Sunday Satvicharam. Doctor, we can start now.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be making, thank you, Prasanna and Gopi and others, Jayaraj, organizing this, and thanks to everyone else for joining this session. I had mentioned to Prasanna about an interesting experience I had when about a month or so ago, maybe in January, I think, it might have been before the Siddhi Valagam announcement day that Vallalar made January 30th, 1874. But I was thinking about it, and I had a couple of doubts, I was thinking that I will get a solution if I opened the Arut Paranjyothi Agaval. And as you know, the Arut Paranjyothi Agaval has 1,596 lines. And in my mind, before I opened it, seeking Vallalar's answer, I thought that if I opened it and I saw anything referring to Iravamai or Saga Kalvi, then that is the answer to, the doubts that were crossing my mind. After meditating, I opened the Agaval, and what did I see on the page? It was verse 1066 or thereabouts. I have a mini edition of the Arut Paranjyothi Agaval, which is incorrect in terms of numbering, so excuse me. But I think around 1066, line 10, 1065, 1066, something like that. And it says, Saga Kalvien Taramallam Karpithu Ega Garapurul in the Sarguruve. So of all the 1,596 lines and all the pages in this book, the page that I opened randomly, seeking an answer to some doubts that I had, this was the verse on top of this page. So I took that as an answer given to me directly by the grace of Vallalar. And therefore, I thought I should at least initiate some discussion, some emphasis in the inquiry that we all are supposed to be engaged in Sutta Sanmargam. And that's why I chose to, have this session on Saga Kalvi, or expressed an interest in having this to Prasanna, and he kindly agreed. So, any case, that's the background, I'm, again, very pleased and honored to have your company after quite some time. And what I want to do is point out certain things, and then if you have any questions as I am proceeding, feel free to stop me and ask your question. Or, of course, you can also do that and also ask me any additional questions you may have at the end of the presentation. So anyway, I think the verse that was on the page that I opened randomly in the Agaval may be a good starting point here. Saga Kavin Dharmalam Karpithu Ega Karapuru in the Sarguruve. That really contains everything we really need to know. And again, if what I'm saying is not audible, please ask me to repeat it, in case the connection drifts off and on. The topic of what the Vallalar meant by Saga Kalvi, we can understand it, I think, if we focus primarily on Jivagarnya Vurkam and the Agaval and any poems in the sixth Thirumurai, largely the sixth Thirumurai, but I maintain that Vallalar's aspiration for Maranamilla Peruvarve is there in early poems also. I mean, even that famous Urmayudan Ninadu Thirumalaradi Ninaikkindra Uttamartham Uravu Vendum has the line, Noyatra Varvil Varavendum. Noyatra Varvil. I mean, that is part of Maranamilla Peruvarvil. It's only in the Maranamilla Peruvarvil that you are completely free from disease. And there are many other poems, you can find in the five Thirumurais, which express Vallalar's intense aspiration for all the different things that form part of Maranamilla Peruvarvu, or great life without death. That's one point I want to make, that this is not something, I mean, it reaches its culmination and, highest exposition, at least as far as it can be known by human beings, in Jivagarnya Vurkam and Agaval. but it's already there in different forms or versions in the Tirumurai poems. The other point I want to make is to start with a couple of points. This is something that we really have to approach in a dead earnestness. Of course, dead earnestness might be a appropriate expression here when we're talking about science of overcoming death. We have to be dead earnest because this is the highest achievement that human life is capable of taking us towards. This is something that is the highest goal of Samarasa Siddha Sanmargam. And the Maranamilla Peruvarvu is a kind of varvu or life that is not attained even by the devas or extraterrestrial beings. Even their bodies that can last for cosmic cycle after cosmic cycle or kalpas, thousands of years of human life is just the time it takes to make a couple of winks by these devas. So that's the kind of thing we're looking at. Even those devas are subject to death. As Vallalar says in one of his letters, Ari, Brahman and so on, the Aivaradigal are also subject to anityam. Their bodies also perish. So the Saga Kalvi leading to Maranamilla Peruvarvu is something that's also beyond the kind of life that the Devargal lead, these higher beings. So we have to remind ourselves of what it is that, Vallalar is talking about. This is the highest achievement, an achievement that is even beyond the lives of the celestial beings. So you have to, I'm from Las Vegas here, so there's poker and there's the expression in poker, which some of you may know, going all in. That means you stake everything. That's what we have to do if we want to really devote ourselves. You have to stake everything. It can't be a part-time job. It can't be a hobby and all that. An achievement that is beyond the scope of the lives of even the gods or devargal is not, it's not anything to be taken lightly or casually. So if we want to understand, and devote ourselves to it, more than just having some mental understanding, to the extent that Manidargal or human beings can. And Vallalar has given indications out of compassion, but obviously there is a lot more to it than what he has expressed, which can only be experienced by us on the path, which is the path of Saga Kalvi. It has to be the main focus of our lives. Everything has to be organized, and everything has to be centered on, and everything has to serve our progress in learning this Saga Kalvi, which, as you know, Vallalar contrasted with Sandai Padipu. All the education that we feel there's a lot of noise made about education this, education that, science and this and that. For Vallalar, it's mostly Sandai Padipu. That is meant for marketplace transactions to fulfill our desires, Manasai, Ponnasai, and Pennasai, or whatever it is. It's mostly meant for that, fulfilling desires. But this is the true education, as he says. That's the only education worth striving for, Saga Kalvi. So that's another point, that you got to really go all in. You have to keep this, we have to keep this at the central ideal. And it is the ultimate goal of Samarasa Siddha Sanmargam. So it can't, yeah, of course, you know, we begin by getting interested in it, contemplate the relevant verses and so forth, but there is a discipline that we have to follow systematically. And of course, the process is a very complex process. You know, there will be ups and downs and so forth. But we have to keep that ideal of Maranamilla Peruvarvu firmly in mind and strive to follow everything that Vallalar has specified, which takes us next to the next point about the means. Saga Kalvi, I would say it's already explained. Again, we have to keep in mind what Vallalar said in his Perubadesam. He said, you know, Manida Daratil Tolvur Velayudu Madhuryar can explain. So this is Manida Dharam, you know, adapted to human understanding, which, as Vallalar has said in many poems, he's not saying this in order to get some benefit for himself. He has already attained the highest. This is only out of compassion. Out of Anmane Urmaipadu, he's showing us the way to us, you know, who are subject to, you know, Pini, Bayam, Tumbam, and, you know, Maranam over and over again. See? We still haven't learned the lesson. That's why we keep being reborn and undergoing these things. And out of his compassion, he has shown us a way out. But then it's up to us. You know, somebody wants to continue in the rigmarole of being born and again undergoing suffering and again dying and again being born. Well, that's their choice. But he has done his part out of his great compassion for human beings. So, you know, it's up to us really to try and understand what this is all about and strive our best. Do our best. And the means is explained in Jivakarnya Workam and also the four great workams of Sudarshan Margam. A lot of it is also in the Indriya Workam part. Indriya Workam contains many indications about preparation. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, Doctor. Please go ahead.
Yes. Indriya Workam, Karana Workam, Jiva Workam, Anma Workam. And the Jivakarnya Workam. Jivakarnya Workam really is the basic text to understand Saga Kalvi. And, of course, it's also affirmed in the Agavam in many verses. So let's start with Jivakarnya Workam. If we look at... So my point here might seem kind of... like what do they say? I mean, kind of... dispels the suspense and mystery and makes it all very ordinary, but it's true. Jivakarnyam is really the foundation of Saga Kalvi, and I'll just explain how that is. And Jivakarnyam, as I mentioned in the short discussion with Professor Namaswayam, who gave a very interesting talk, Jivakarnyam is really complete in itself and also accessible to anyone, you know. There are people at different levels and so forth, but whether they are Einsteins or ordinary folk, they can all relate to what Jivakarnyam is all about. So it's really universal. It has universal appeal. So Jivakarnya Workam, let's take a look at the section where the question that Vallalar asks, and it's very interesting, he uses the Q&A format, again shows his approach to critical thinking. I mean, I teach critical thinking courses, and I learn a lot from Vallalar's style, Q&A, you know, objection and reply and so forth, that is there in Jivakarnya Workam. And in fact, Jivakarnya Workam also gives us a model of teaching. How do you teach students? You know, you don't just simply put a grocery list of pint after pint after pint. You have to memorize this for the quiz and that and so on and so forth. That's really, makes the mind dead. Instead, you proceed the way Vallalar has proceeded. Raise questions and give replies and then raise further questions, objections, and then, get the replies and so on. That's the best way to teach and to learn. So in any case, the question here is, Jeevakarnyathukku mukhyamana lakshyam edu enil? And Vallalar goes on to say, ஆன்மாக்கள் எல்லாம் இயற்கை உண்மை ஏகதேசங்களாயும் இயற்கை விளக்கமாகிய அருள் அறிவுக்கறிவாய் வழங்குவதற்கு ஒற்றுமை உரிமை இடங்களாயும் இருக்கின்றனவென்றும் அந்த ஆன்மாக்கள் ஜீவர்களாகி அதிகரிப்பதற்கு பூதகாரிய தேகங்களே உரிமையாக இருக்கின்றனவென்றும் ஸோ தட்ஸ் அ வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஹியர் ஆர் இன்சைட் ஆன்மாக்கள் ஜீவர்களாகி அதிகரிப்பதற்கு பூதகாரிய தேகங்களை உரிமையாக இருக்கின்றனவென்றும் சோ வி நீட் பிசிக்கல் பாடி இன் ஆர்டர் டு லிவ் இன் ஆர்டர் டு ஹாவ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் அண்ட் இன் ஆர்டர் டு க்ரோ ஆன் த பாத் ஆஃப் சுத்தசன்மார்க்கம் உரிமையாக பூதகாரிய தேகங்களை உரிமையாக இருக்கின்றனவென்றும் அந்த தேகங்களில் ஆன்மாக்கள் ஜீவர்களாகி அதிகரியாவிடல் ஆன்ம விளக்கம் மறைப்படும் என்றும் So if you don't have Degam, and I'll relate it to Saga, the goal of Saga Kalvi shortly, அந்த தேகங்கள் ஆன்மாக்கள் அந்த தேகங்களில் ஆன்மாக்கள் ஜீவர்களாகி அதிகரியாவிடல் ஆன்ம விளக்கம் மறைப்படும் So in order to manifest the light of the soul, ஆன்ம விளக்கம் you need தேகம் ஆதலா என்றும் அதனால் அருள் விளக்கம் வெளிப்படாதென்றும் அதாவது ஆன்ம விளக்கம் which is the light of the soul if that is மறைப்படும் மறைப்பட்டால் or gets eclipsed then the அருள் விளக்கம் also cannot be expressed because அருள் விளக்கம் அருள் ஒளி is the ஒளி inside the ஒளி of the soul so if the soul's light is eclipsed then the arul vilakkam also is covered obscured like you know like megham covering the sun I mean the sun is, sunlight is still there but it's obscured or covered by the cloud so if you don't have degam then this is what happens so and degangalil aanmaakkal jeevargalagi adhigariyavidil aanma vilakkam maraipadum endrum adanal arul vilakkam velipadadendrum appodu moodam undagum endrum அதுவே ஆன்மாக்களுக்கு பந்தமாகும் என்றும் அது பற்றி அவசியம் பூதகாரிய தேகம் வேண்டும் என்றும் பூதகாரிய தேகங்களுக்கு மாயை முதற் காரணமாதலால் அந்த மாயையின் விகற்ப ஜாலங்களாகிய பசி தாகம் பிணி இச்சை எளிமை பயம் கொலை என்பவைகளால் அந்தந்த தேகங்களுக்கு அடிக்கடி அபாயங்கள் நேரிடும் என்றும் அப்படி அபாயங்கள் நேரிடாமல் கர்ணேந்திரிய சகாயங்களை பெற்ற தம் அறிவை கொண்டு சர்வ ஜாக்கிரதையோடு முயற்சி செய்து தடுத்துக் கொள்வதற்கு தக்க அல்ப சுதந்திரம் ஜீவர்களுக்கு அருளார் கொடுக்கப்பட்டதென்றும் அந்த சுதந்திரத்தை கொண்டு ஜீவர்கள் எல்லாம் தேகங்களிலிருந்து அபாயங்களை நீக்கி ஆன்மலாபத்தை பெறுவதற்கு முயற்சி செய்ய கடவர் என்றும் ஊழ்வகையாலும் அஜாக்கிரதையாலும் பசி தாகம் பிணி இச்சை எளிமை பயம் கொலை என்பவைகளால் வரும் அபாயங்களை நிவர்த்தி செய்து கொள்ள மாட்டாமல் வருந்துகின்ற ஜீவர்கள் விஷயத்தில் அவைகளை நிவர்த்தி செய்விக்கத்தக்க சுதந்திரம் உள்ள ஜீவர்கள் காருண்யத்தால் நிவர்த்தி செய்ய வேண்டும் என்றும் திஸ் இஸ் அ வெரி கீ பேசேஜ் இன் ஜீவகாரண்ய ஒழுக்கம் சோ வி ஹவ் சீன் ஆல்ரெடி அ நம்பர் ஆஃப் கீ பாயிண்ட்ஸ் தட் வள்ளலார் மேக்ஸ் யூ நீட் அ பிசிக்கல் பாடி ஃபார் தி சோல் டு லிவ் அண்ட் டெவலப் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ ஃபார் ஆன்ம விளக்கம் டு பி அருள் விளக்கம் டு பி எக்ஸ்பிரஸ்ட் இஃப் தட் இஸ் நாட் தேர் தென் தேர் வில் பி மூடம் ஆர் இக்னரன்ஸ் for the anma that is you and I and that moodam or ignorance is bandham so therefore bhudakarya degam avashyam vendum now then the bhudakarya degangal have maya or matter as the first cause mudar karanam and because of the tendencies of that material substance you're going to have pasi dagam pini and all these abhayas but these abhayangal can be prevented by using our intelligence and our faculties karanendriya sagayam petratham arivai konde sarva jagradiyodu muyarchi seidhu thaduthukolvadharku takka alpa sudandram jeevargalukku arular kodukapattadendrum so we have all these dangers facing us because of the tendencies of the material substance But we also have intelligence given to us by grace and we are supposed to be using that intelligence in a very conscious manner, an effective manner to prevent these dangers from afflicting our bodies and our lives. And then those who are unable to prevent these dangers, even by using their faculties because of poverty, disease, and so forth, then we have an obligation to help them. And that's Jiva Karunyam, of course. But the point here is that Bhutakarya Dehangal are absolutely indispensable. We cannot imagine that the soul can simply operate on its own without the body. But then we know that the body, the importance of the body, before I relate to Saga Kalvi here, the body's importance, especially the importance of the human body, is also affirmed in Jivakaranya Urukam. As Vallalar says, under his response to, I think, question is, Pasi Alvarum Kedidi Yella Jivargalukku Deganasan Seivadu Udmayanal Yella Jivargal Pasiyum Arindu Nivarthi Seivikka Vendum. This is objection reply. Appadi Nivarthi Seivikka Todangil Kadulal Sushtika Patta Devar Manidar Naragar Mirugam Paravai Urvana Davarum Ingindra Yerwagai Patta எழுவகை பட்ட அளவிறந்த பேதங்களுடைய ஜீவர்கள் அது பசியை அறிந்து நீக்குவது அசாத்தியமாகுமே எனில். Again, you know, as I said, Vallalar's application of the critical thinking method, a method of critical thinking, you know, raise an objection and then give a reply as part of the process of clarification. So, in the context of his clarification of that question, he says, மனித தேகம் மற்ற ஜீவ தேகம் போல் லேசிலே எடுக்கக்கூடாதலாகலும் கூடாதலாகலும் மனித தேகத்தில் ஆன்ம விளக்கமும் அருள் விளக்கமும் மிகவும் விளங்குதலாலும் இந்த மனித தேகம் போனால் மீளவும் இந்த தேகம் வரும் என்ற நிச்சயம் இல்லாமையாலும் இந்த மனித தேகம் முக்கிய இன்பம் பெறுதற்கே எடுத்த தேகமாதலாலும் and so forth. So here is an emphasis on the suitability, the great suitability of the human body. Hello?
Yes, doctor, please go ahead.
Yes, suitability of the human body is actually the most suited to learning the Saga Kalvi. And it's a precious opportunity we have, having been born in this human body, because as he says, in the Manidha Degam Ponal, Milavum in the Degam Varum Endra Nichayam Illamayalum. And we know from the first Vinnappam, he speaks about, you know, different kinds of births and bodies and the different kinds of sufferings in those bodies and so forth. So, this point has to do with, first was that the body is necessary. Bhutakarya Degam is necessary for the soul to have to live and have experience and develop. And then the second point here is we are very fortunate in getting this Manida Bhutakarya Degam. We could have had some other Bhutakarya Degam, which wouldn't have given us the kind of opportunity the Manida Degam gives. In the Manida Degam, Muttinbam Peruvadarke Erutta Degamagam. So, and then if it goes, there's no guarantee we will immediately be able to get another one like this. So again, emphasis on understanding what a privileged position we have. And then in light of that, of course, it becomes, tragic if people misuse it, like the New Zealand shooter did. And of course, that's all governed by Arul Niyadi, you know, karma and vinay and so forth. But you can see how horrible that is when somebody like that white supremacist, Australian white supremacist, shooting, people in the mosque. That's the kind of evil born out of ignorance that basically wastes human birth. And of course, price has to be paid, that's part of the Arul Niyadi, you can temporarily escape human justice, but you cannot escape Arul Niyadi. Any case, point being that really we need to appreciate the fact that we have this human birth, which as Vallalar says, Muthinbam Parudarkeyil Thadegam Adalalum Adegam. So, making those preliminary points, we can get to the main point here, which is also in Jivagarnya Vurkam, which is that it is in the third part. And it is said that Valalar planned to or may have written in seven parts, but he clearly says, I believe, at the end of the first part that it will be continued in what he calls, I'm trying to find the place here, what he calls Samarasa Vedam. And yes, he says at the end of Jivagarnya Vurkam part one, இன்னும் இந்த ஜீவகாண்ய ஒழுக்கத்தின் விரிவை சமரச வேதத்தில் கண்டுகொள்ளலாம். And so that suggests that he had the idea of composing a work by that name. Perhaps he would have called it சமரச சுத்த சன்மார்க்க வேதம். But in any case, the third part of Jivagarnya Vurkam asks the question, and this is actually the central argument that I want to point your attention to, and all the other points I was making are just preliminary to this. So here the question is, Mundegam undenbadhi yappadi enrariya vendil. So he says, ஒரு வீட்டில் குடிகூலி கொடுத்து குடியிருக்க வந்த ஒரு சம்சாரி அதற்கு முன்னும் வேறொரு வீட்டில் குடிகூலி கொடுத்து குடித்தனம் செய்திருந்தான் என்றும் வீடில்லாமல் குடித்தனம் செய்ய மாட்டான் என்றும் பின்வந்த வீட்டிலும் கலகம் நேரிட்டால் திரும்ப வேறொரு வீட்டில் குடிப்போவான் என்றும் தனக்கென்று, and these are the key lines I want you to mark and then you know think about. தனக்கென்று சுதந்திரமாக ஒரு வீடு கட்டி கொண்டால் முன்போல் குடிகூலி கொடுத்து குடிப்போவதை விடுவான் என்றும் அறிவது போல. So he uses analogies, you know, what are called analogies or comparisons. Analogy is making appropriate comparisons and then drawing a logical conclusion. So you say A is like B in important respects, and A has some property X. Therefore, we can expect B also to have that property X or vice versa. You know, A is like B. In many respects, B has some important aspect of property X. Therefore, we should expect A also to have that property X. So he uses analogies quite frequently. And so he says, தனக்கென்று சுதந்திரமாக ஒரு வீடு கட்டி கொண்டால் முன்போல் குடிகூலி கொடுத்து குடிப்போவதை விடுவான் என்றும் அறிவது போல இந்த தேகத்தில், these are the key sentences, இந்த தேகத்தில் ஆகார கூலி கொடுத்து குடியிருக்க வந்த ஜீவன் இதற்கு முன்னும் வேறொரு தேகத்தில் அந்த கூலி கொடுத்து ஜீவித்திருந்தான் என்றும் தேகமில்லாமல் ஜீவித்திருக்க மாட்டான் என்றும் இந்த தேகத்திலும் கலகம் நேரிட்டால் இன்னும் வேறொரு தேகத்தில் குடிப்போவான் என்றும் தனக்கென்று சுதந்திரமாக நித்தியமாகிய அருள் தேகத்தை பெற்றுக்கொண்டால் பின்பு வேறொரு தேகத்தில் குடிப்போக மாட்டான் என்றும் அறிய வேண்டும். So that is really the key point here that I was driving towards, which is the goal of Saga Kalvi. That is, தனக்கென்று சுதந்திரமாக நித்தியமாகிய அருள் தேகத்தை பெற்றுக்கொண்டால் பின்பு வேறொரு தேகத்தில் குடிப்போக மாட்டான் என்றும் அறிய வேண்டும். So the whole goal of Saga Kalvi is to find the means to obtain this சுதந்திரமாக நித்தியமாகிய அருள் தேகத்தை, you know, அருள் தேகம் பெறுவதற்கு வழி. That's what Saga Kalvi is all about. And as long as we have not found that way to find this நித்தியமாகிய அருள் தேகம், then we are going to be like that tenant. You know, then you have to vacate the house, you have to go to another house, you know, which in this context means when the body dies, so you have to find another body. But that's where we have to be reminded of Valalar's point that if this human body goes, there is no guarantee that we will again get in a very easy fashion. You know, it's not like pressing a button, you know, to order, because we are not the ones that determine this, and we are not really in charge of creating. I mean, we can do some things in laboratories and so forth to a limited extent, but we can't create a human body from scratch. I mean, we engage in the process of reproduction, but then nature takes over, you see. It's all nature's, what we call nature, but it's essentially Arul Sakti underlying or behind nature. This Manidha Degam that we have right now, it's our good fortune. And of course, it is Arul. So all the more the reason we should learn about Saga Kalvi and, you know, keep that the central goal, because that is the purpose for which we have taken this Manidha Degam. Although this ignorance has come and the Maya in Vigatpa Jalangal has confused us. But that's where contemplating Vallalar's teachings by the hour, as it were, every day, helps us, you know, to overcome that ignorance. Now, the Jiva Karnya Workam also gives us many indications as to what this Arul Degam is all about, Nityamagi Arul Degam. But before I talk about that, there's a point that needs to be made about the means, and then I will pursue that after talking about or drawing your attention. Basically, I don't have anything other than to point out what Vallalar has said. The means to it, I'll come back to the means. But right now, this Arul Degam is expanded by Vallalar, you know, in second part of the Jivakarnya Workam, and he explains it in the context of Perinba Varvu, which is the same as Maranamilla Peruvaru. Perinba Labam Yadu Enil. Yavun Tamai Valanguvadu, that is also included in what Vallalar calls Anma Workam, if you will recall. And then he goes on to talk about Perinba Labathai Adaindhavar Perumai. Many of you, are, of course, are familiar with this. I'm just trying to point out the structure of Vallalar's Saga Kalvi here. That's all I'm doing. I don't have pretensions to doing anything else. So, Perumbalabam, he says, Tol Narambu Enbu Daso. The question would be, okay, the Saga Kalvi is all about getting this Nityamagi Arul Degam. Okay, what sort of a Degam is that? Vallalar gives us indications. Again, we have to remember it's Manidha Daratirk suitable. I mean, that means there may be things about it that we cannot fully understand given our present human level of understanding. But, you know, we try to understand what we can at this human level, and Vallalar out of his Perungarunai has given us indications. You know, and this helps helps us to, you know, sort of say, oh, okay, I understand this is what this Arul Degam is all about, and it then should encourage us to keep that ideal clear, be clear about that ideal of Maranamilla Peruvaru and pursue it above everything else. So, Tol Narambu, a Perinbalabathai Adaindhavar Perumaiyadu Endru Ariya Vendum, Tol Narambu Enbu Dasai Rattam Sukkilam Mudaliya, or whatever it is, Mudaliya Asutta Bhudakaryangalum, Avatrin Karanangalagiya Asutta Prakruthi Anukkalumagiya Degathai. So, it's already clear this Degam is made of Asutta Bhudakaryangal, and their Asutta Prakruthi Anukkal. So, basically, impure atoms and molecules, that's what this body is made of. And it's very interesting, Vallalar repeatedly uses the word asuttam. So, in this context, that means they have unpleasant manifestations, rottenness and decay, and they fall apart and so forth. Eventually, they decompose. All that is included in the use of the word asuttam. And he says, this body that's made of these Asutta Bhudakaryangal and their Asutta Prakruthi Anukkal, in the Degathai Matri Ivvalavu Endru Ariyappadatha Uyarndha Ponnagiya Sutta Bhudakarya Sutta Degathayam. Now, this passage really raises the issue, and it's a very important issue, of what does he mean by Matri? And in Tamil, as you know, matri can mean transform. So I take pithalai and I drew the matri on it, which would mean transform that pithalai into gold. That's one sense. But there is also another sense in Tamil of matri, which is just exchange. Now in the pithalai, now I'm going to matri and I'm going to get the gold vessel. That means I'm just going to exchange the pithalai vessel and get a gold vessel. So there are two senses of matri. And I believe that it's the second sense that's important to understand this passage. And I think that's something, and again, what I mean is, if Valalar is using matri in the sense of exchange, then what that means is my consciousness, which is now confined to this asutta Degam made of Asutta Bhudagaryam and Asutta Prakriti Anukul, can be transferred to the Sutta Bhudakarya Sutta Degam. Okay, so the physical body remains as it is because it's made of Asutta Bhudagaryam and Asutta Prakriti Anukul. But my consciousness, my Anma, can function in terms of the Sutta Degam. So I drop my physical body and my consciousness moves into the Sutta Degam. Previously I had the physical body which is lying on the hospital bed or wherever it is, but now my consciousness is operating in the Sutta Degam. I have exchanged the Asutta physical body to the Sutta body, and right now I'm functioning in a Sutta body, or Suttamagya body, or Sutta Degam. Okay, so in the second sense, this is how it should be. It can be understood, and I'm inclined to think he's using it in the second sense, because you know, everybody saw Valalar's body, physical body. He was there in the Siddhi Valagam, and he gave a talk, and people saw. And then, if you go by Thoruvur Velayudha Mudhaliyar, and I don't know, my complaint against Thoruvur Velayudha Mudhaliyar is he should have done a lot more. I mean, he did write some works which I was able to download online, and Prasanna was kind enough to send me the links. But he should have done a lot more. He should have written really a biography, more than just that information that he conveyed, which was published in the Theosophical Magazine. He should have done a lot more. But anyway, Velayudha Mudhaliyar says, he describes Valalar's physical appearance, brown complexion, thin but ceaselessly active, hardly known to take any rest. He ate infrequently, and when he ate, he just took a small bowl of rice. He took hot water with a lump of sugar in it, that is glucose basically, and he was ceaselessly active and so forth. And of course, we know from Valalar's own poems and lines in the Agavul that he had mastered sleep, Thukam Kadithan and so forth, or Thukam was removed, which is all part of the Saga Kalvi process. But we know that Valalar was there in his physical body. No, it's not like people saw Valalar other than in perhaps some spiritual experiences in the form of Ponvadivam, which is, he goes on to describe, Ponvadivaga Totrudal Matirame Andri Agayam Pol Parisikkapadada Sutta Bhudakarana Pranavadegatayam. That is the second body. Then the third one is Tondra Paradulum Andri Agayam Pol Velangigindra Jnana Degatayam Petrovagala Yirpargal. Now this, okay, so the three bodies, there are three bodies here that form part of this highest achievement of Marnamala Peruvaru, the Sutta Badakariya Sutta Deva, and Ponvadivaga Totrudal Matrame Andri Agayam Pol Parisikkapadada Sutta Bhudakarana Pranavadega. So that's, what is that pranavadegam? Pranavam here means its existence or presence. And I've had some experiences where I have heard this. It's a sound. It's like the Om sound, pranava sound. That is, how do you know that there is a being with Sutta Bhudakarana pranavadegam who is in your proximity, okay, or is manifesting in your vicinity? You will hear the Om sound. That's how you know that a being with that body is in your vicinity. Of course, you can't see it other than, you know, I mean, he says, Ponvadiya Tortudal Matrame Andri Agayam Por Parisukapada Sutta Bodhakarna Pranavadegam. And then Tondra Paradalam Indri Agayam Pol Vilangikindra Jnana Degatiyam Petravagala Yirpargal. So that Arul Degam, Nityamagya Arul Degam has these three bodies basically. Now, S.P. Annamalai, I think, misunderstands this in his otherwise good exposition in his book. I think it's part of the Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan series, and it's called Life and Teachings of Saint Ramalinga. And he misunderstands, and he says these are stages. That is to say, first you get to Sutta Degam, and then you will get Pranava Degam, and then finally you will get the Jnana Degam. No, that's not what Valalar says here. Valalar says, those who have obtained Perunba Labam will have Sutta Bhuya Karya Sutta Degam, and Sutta Buddha Karana Pranava Degam, and Jnana Degam. All three bodies are possessed by them, which means they can project themselves in either of these three forms. All these three forms are at their command. Right now, we only have a limited command over this physical body, you know. But those who have attained the Arul Degam can command and project all three, all of these three bodies at any time. So they are not stages, you know. It's not like first you get Sutta Degam and then that is converted into Bhudagarna Pranava Degam and then that is converted into Jnana Degam. That's a complete misunderstanding. I'm sorry to say that. So in any case, this Sutta Bhudakarya Sutta Degam, he says it's Bhudakarya Degam. So going back to my point that Vallalar's body was seen by people, but then we don't know what kind of quality it had at its, in its atomic level. When he says it was the matri exchanged, if you understand the matri as transformation, supposing you say, oh, what Valalar means is the body was transformed and then Valalar's own body was transformed into the Sutta Bhudagarya Sutta Dega. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say that's wrong. But the question is, if the Sutta Bhudagarya Sutta Degam, he doesn't go on to elaborate very much. He doesn't say anything other than, I think there are some other indications that are given elsewhere, but there is no implication or indication that that will be invisible and so on and so forth. So perhaps Valalar's own body, physical body that was visible to other Manidargal, underwent some kind of fundamental change. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. But at the same time, you know, Matri, if you understand it in terms of exchanging it, then it's maybe that the Sutta, Bhudagarya Sutta Dega may be a higher kind of body that's not visible, but his consciousness functions in that body. And as Manidargal, we can't see that, but he's functioning in that body. What we see is the physical body. And regardless of what happens to that physical body, his consciousness is now has the ability to function in terms of these three bodies. So, Valalar Siddhi can be understood in these terms also is my humble suggestion. And, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, there are some claims which I won't go into right now, perhaps in the future, with Valalar's grace, and if it fits the schedule here, I can give a talk on some things that I've discovered about what happened after Valalar's announcement, January 30th, you know, lock everything and so forth. But it doesn't matter, even if somebody found Valalar's physical body, in the second sense, if you understand Matri in the second sense, it doesn't matter. His consciousness already moved into the Arul Degam, and it can command and project and function in terms of these three bodies. So it doesn't really matter what physical body is lying on the mat in Siddhi Valagam. It makes no difference. So that's something to keep in mind. Then he goes on to describe, you know, and you're familiar with this already, you know, Ulle maninadu thinmayal tharikkappadargal, purathe mankal mudhalivattal eriyinum avai avar vadivil thaakkuvanavalla. So he's really not talking about physical body, because physical bodies, if you throw a stone, obviously they're going to get injured. உள்ளே நீதினது தன்மையால் குளிரப்படார்கள், புறத்தே நீருள் அழுத்தினும் அவர் வடிவம் அழுந்தாது. சோ this is not a physical body that we're talking about. Okay, so the point here being that once again, this Saga Kalvi, the goal is to attain this Arul Degam, and the Arul Degam has these three bodies as part of its composition or constitution. The Suddha Degam, the Pranava Degam, and the Jnana Degam. And none of these are physical bodies. I mean, not in the sense of the physical body that we know, the impure material. Let me put it this way. None of these three bodies are impure material or physical bodies. Therefore, the kinds of perceptions we have and the kind of contact we have, the knowledge that we have, the way we know, like for instance, I know Prasanna is there and so on and so forth, those kinds of things are not applicable here because they are not material, impure material bodies. And of course, as you know, adharathil indri niradharathilum avar degam ulavum and so forth. Avar kangal mudaliya jnanendriyangalum, vaakku mudaliya karmendriyangalum, paarthal mudaliya vishayangalaiyum, pesudal mudaliya vishayangalaiyum patruvanavalla, dayavinal vishayangalai patra vendil, suvar malai mudaliya thadaigalum avar kangalai maraippanavalla, அண்ட பிண்டங்களில் அகம்புறம் முதலிய எவ்விடத்தும் உள்ள விடயங்களை அவர் கண்கள் இருந்த விடத்தே இருந்தே கண்டறியும். Now it's very interesting. He speaks of kangal, but they are not the physical eyes, because our physical eyes cannot see through obstacles. So again, the point being, these are not physical bodies in the sense in which we know physical bodies made of asutta bhudakaranam and bhudakaryangal and asutta prakriti anakal. They are not composed of that. We have to keep that in mind. And, you know, as you know, there are other descriptions that he gives. Agaram nithirai maidunam bayam envaigalal taripadargal. அவர்கள் தேகத்திற்கு சாயை வியர்வை அழுக்கு நரை திரை மூப்பு இறப்பு முதலிய குற்றங்கள் உண்டாவனவல்ல. Clearly not physical bodies. Okay, so those things, and then he speaks of their capacities too. Srittittal, kaathal, aizhuthal, maraithal, anugrahithal, engindra krithiyangalum, that is aindhozhulgal, avar ninaitha maathirathil nadakkum. Panchakarthagalum, that is aivaradigal, அவர் கடைக்கண் பார்வையால் தங்கள் தங்கள் தொழில் நடத்துவார்கள். அவர்கள் அறிவு கடவுள் அறிவாக இருக்கும், அவர்கள் செய்கை கடவுள் செய்கையாக இருக்கும், அவர்கள் அனுபவம் கடவுள் அனுபவமாக இருக்கும். சர்வசக்தியுடையவர்களாய் எக்காலத்தும் அழிவில்லாதவர்களாய் ஆணவம் மாயை கண்மம் மூன் என்னும் மும்மலங்களும் அம்மல வாதனைகளும் இல்லாதவர்களாய் பேரருள் வண்ணம் உடையவர்களாய் விளங்குவார்கள். That's the key point here. பேரருள் வண்ணம் உடையவர்களாய் விளங்குவார்கள். So, and then there are many very powerful descriptions that you know, I don't want to be preaching to the choir, as they say. You're all familiar with those. But my point is that Jivagaranyam is really the source. Jivagaranya Vurkam is really the source of our understanding of Saga Kalvi. Of course, Agarwal affirms it in many ways. But if you want some kind of a description that is suitable for the level of understanding of Manidargal, Vallalar has already given it in the Jivagarnya Vurkam, and I believe he's intended to stimulate inquiry. So questions may arise, which we all need to pursue if we are serious about these things. And the answers will be given by Arul, which takes me to the next and the most important part, which is, how do I obtain this Arul Degam? And the best response one can have here, which I'd like to do, is just read these verses. It's kind of my own contribution to the reading of Agarwal verses. So I'd like to read a few of these lines here. Arulallad anuvum asaindidad adanal arunalam paravu endra arindha meisuvame. அருளரில் எல்லாமாகும் ஈதுண்மை அருளுட முயல்கவென்று அருளிய சிவமே. அருநெறி ஒன்றே தெருநெறி மற்றெல்லாம் இருநெறி எனவனுக்கு எம்பிய சிவமே. அருள் பெருள் துரும்பும் ஓர் ஐந்தொழில் புரியும் தெருளிதுவெனவே செப்பிய சிவமே. அருளறி ஒன்றே அறிவு மற்றெல்லாம் மருளறிவன்றே மருளறிவன்றே வகுத்தமை சிவமே. அருட்சுகம் ஒன்றே அரும்பெற பெருஞ்சுகம் மருட்சுகம் பிறவன வகுத்தமை சிவமே. அருப்பேர் அதுவே அரும்பர பெரும்பேர் இருப்பேர் அறுக்கும் என்று எம்பிய சிவமே, அருட்டணி வல்லவம் அதுவே எல்லாம் செய் பொருட்டணி சித்தன புகன்றமை சிவமே, அருளறியார் தமையறியார் எம்மையும் பொருளறியார் என புகன்ற மெய்சுவமே. திஸ் இஸ் அ வெரி ஸ்ட்ரைக்கிங் பாயிண்ட். அருளறியார் தமையறியார் எம்மையும் பொருளறியார். Talk about self-knowledge and the, Greek philosopher Socrates said, know thyself and so forth. And it's treated as something self-sufficient in Western philosophy, self-understanding or self-knowledge. But Vallalar saying, Arulariya Tamayariya, that means I can't even have self-knowledge if I don't know grace, Arul. Which is a kind of, which to me is a kind of revolutionary point. You cannot know yourself if you don't know what Arul is. Arul nilai yondre anaitum perunilai. Porunilai kaangana pugandra meisavame. And then comes this line, Arul vadivaduve ariyat tanivadivu arul pera muyalogen raruliyasavame. And then of course everything is about how Arul is the nature. This divine reality, arule namiyal, arule namuru, arule namadivam and rasuvame, and so forth. So the means is nothing but arul. So kaya siddhi of the sort that the siddhargal were talking about, and the Taoist techniques of immortality and so on and so forth, and pranayama and all that, they can be used. And Vallalar himself says in the Indriya Workam part, he says, when he talks about the care of the body, malajala ubadigale akramam adhikramam indri gramatthir nirka seivittal, regulation of bodily functions, so that there is no excess or deficiency. Evvida menil miga aathathalam mida bogathalam seivittal, kalabedathalam ushna abasathalam thadai nernal, ஔஷதி வகைகளாலும் பௌதிக மூலங்களாலும் மெடிசன்ஸ் ஹெர்ப்ஸ் அண்ட் பிசிக்கல் சப்ஸ்டன்சஸ் சி அகெயின் வி ஷுட் மிஸ்டேக் அண்ட் தொழுவூர் ஐ திங்க் ஆர் இட் இஸ் ரிப்போர்ட் தட் தொழுவூர் வேலை இது முதலியார் செட் தட் வல்லலார்ஸ் அப்ரோச் வாஸ் வெரி சயின்டிஃபிக் அண்ட் சோ ஃபோர்த் இன் த தியோசாபிக்கல் மேகசின் கரஸ்பாண்டன்ஸ் and it is clear that yes, he had what we would now call a kind of scientific approach. He did recommend anda vicharam and pinda vicharam, even without any direct contact with Western science. And so here he is talking about the use of medicine. It's not about closing your eyes and thinking that just closing your eyes is going to cure your disease or illness. It's about using medicines. Whatever is suitable. மிகுதோ ஆகாரத்தம் மித போகத்தாலும் செய்வித்தல் காலபேதத்தாலும் உஷ்ண ஆபாசத்தாலும் தடை நேர்ந்தால் ஔஷதி வகைகளாலும் பௌதிக மூலங்களாலும் சரபேத அஸ்த பரிச தந்திரத்தாலும் மூலாங்க பிரணவத்யான சங்கற்பத்தாலும் திஸ் இஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் பிரீதிங் எக்ஸசைசஸ் And Moolanga Pranava Dhyana Sangalpa means includes, of course, meditation and mantra and so forth. That's all included. It doesn't mean you're only going to rely on medicines, but it also doesn't mean that you're not going to rely on medicines. Use whatever is useful, which is very clear in his description of the Indriya Workam, which, as you know, Vallalar had it pasted in the walls of the Dharmasala, the statement of the four basic workams. So, in any case, coming back to the means, the central means to learn what Saga Kalvi is all about is to obtain Arul. And that gets me back again to the verse in the Agaval, which I said provoked this whole idea of having this session. Which is Saga Kalviyen Taramallam Karpitthu Egagara Porul Inda Sarguruve. Now, Agaval is also a very important source of our knowledge of Saga Kalvi. And it goes throughout Agaval. I would say a great deal of Agaval is about Saga Kalvi and about the teacher of Saga Kalvi. And who is the teacher? Vallalar is not setting himself up as the teacher. This verse, Saga Kalvi and Dharamala Karpitti Egagarapur in the Sadguru way. Who is that Sadguru? Of course, Arupuram Jyoti. So, to whom? I mean, when you speak of any kind of science and art, there is, of course, the question of people that have mastered it. And we only have Vallalar. You know, I mean, there may be other figures, but they are in the distant past. Jesus talked about eternal life, but there's really nothing like what Vallalar has said in Jivagarnya Urkam in any of the statements attributed to Jesus in the New Testament. He simply talks of eternal life, which is Maranamilla Purvarva, but there's no details about the Arul Degam and the three bodies, in terms of which that Arul Degam is constituted. But so our only teacher here, who was in human form, is Vallalar, and that's of course the main source. But the prime source of Saga Kalvi is Arupuram Jyoti, and therefore we have to look to Arupuram Jyoti, who is the expert teacher here, to learn about Saga Kalvi. And really, there is no distinction between Vallalar and Arupuram Jyoti, essentially. It may seem a kind of controversial statement, but Vallalar's consciousness is attuned with Arupuram Jyoti. And so, you know, there's really no distinction. But Vallalar himself, of course, refers only to Arupuram Jyoti. Agarwal doesn't refer to any other saints or any other deities, I mean, other than the Aivararigal and the Devargal and Sati Satargal, who are involved in the cosmos, creation, maintenance, and destruction, and so forth. Other than that, it's only Arupuram Jyoti. So any science and art requires a teacher to learn it from. So we have Vallalar hyphenated Arupuram Jyoti, and I would just simply put Arupuram Jyoti. Then how do we then learn from this teacher? Of course, you know, there's no, well, the only phone number or email address of Arupuram Jyoti is the mantra, Arupuram Jyoti, Arupuram Jyoti, Taniparam Karunai, Arupuram Jyoti. That's the phone number and email address. So we have to keep calling and sending emails, you know, with sincerity, and follow the requirements. So Saga Kalvi can be learned, and it can only be learned from Arupuram Jyoti. Only Arupuram Jyoti can teach us, in just the way Arupuram Jyoti taught Vallalar. And Arupuram Jyoti is that infinite intelligence that underlies everything that's happening in the universe. Of course, it will know the means. It knows how death came into existence. And it knows how to overcome that. So we have to turn to Arupuram Jyoti. And then, of course, the next question is, how do I get in contact with Arupuram Jyoti? Well, there's the phone number and the email address, but there are other qualifications that need to be fulfilled. I mean, you can leave voicemail and you can send email, but if there's no indication that you have met the qualifications, there will be no reply. And that's where the qualification is, Jivagarnyam. And the Arul Edanal Parakudum Enral, Jivagarnya Urkatal Parakudum Enralya Vendum. So, the Jivagarnyam is not just about ethics and making human society, human condition, also condition of animals and so forth, and trees and plants, which is a very, very dire need today with all kinds of species extinction and so forth going on, with the spread of human civilization all over the planet, but it is also the key to the successful completion of Saga Kalvi. The successful completion of Saga Kalvi is when you receive Arul. And here again, a very important point that I have not seen very much in discussions of Arul. Arul is a very central concept, we can say, truth in Sutta Samarasa Sutta Sanmargam. Samarasa Sutta Sanmargam is essentially a philosophy of Arul and the practices which help us to open up to Arul. And Arul can, you know, it's translated as grace, but we have to be careful not to completely identify it with like the Christian notion of grace and so forth. I mean, I'm not saying that it's completely different notion. There are similarities, but there is some unique thing about Arul in the way it's approached in Samarasa Sutta Sanmarga. And that is that Arul is essentially also a Sakti. It's Arut Sakti. It's not just some kind of feeling or compassion and so forth, Kadavul Dayavu. That Kadavul Dayavu that Vallalar talks about in Jivagarnya Urkam is the ultimate energy, is the highest form of energy that is working right now in the universe. It is without it, I won't be able to talk. You won't be able to understand what I'm saying. Because for me to talk, all kinds of processes are involved in my brain and so forth, of which I have no clue. Okay? And you're understanding my statements, you have no clue what processes are involved. I mean, we could make some general statements about brain processes and, you know, how your ears convey it to the brain and the brain interprets and all that. But these are all generalities. There's so much going on in the production and comprehension of sentences that we don't fully understand. So it's helpful then to remind ourselves, the practitioners of Samarasa Sutta Sanmargam, that it's actually Arut Sakti that's at the bottom of it all. So we have to keep in mind that Arul is the most, is the greatest energy, power, and force in the universe. And the point I was going to draw your attention to is in Jivagarnya Urkam, Vallalar says, after asking the question, it's in part two, இம்மூவகை இன்ப லாப வாழ்வையும் எதனால் பெறக்கூடும்? That is, இன்மை இன்ப வாழ்வு, that's the worldly enjoyments. மறுமை இன்ப வாழ்வு, that's the higher worlds, enjoyments in the higher worlds. And then பேரின்ப வாழ்வு, which is getting the நித்திய தேகமாகிய அருள் தேகம். இம்மூவகை இன்ப லாப வாழ்வு. We have to really keep in mind இன்ப லாப வாழ்வு. So, வள்ளலார்ஸ் conception is extremely, we can say, joyous, positive, affirmative. This is not about, you know, like the Buddhists, you know, lamenting about suffering and the Christians lamenting about suffering and all that kind of stuff. Suffering is acknowledged, as we know, but when he speaks of Varvi, he's speaking of Inba. And when he speaks of Aruparanjodhi also, he speaks of Inba. Yerka Inba, Uruvagya, Nerevagya, and so forth. So, bliss, happiness, joy, these are all elements of, you know, they're all essential aspects of Vallalar's outlook. And we have to keep that in mind and try to experience it in whatever form we can, without, of course, causing pain or cruelty to others. That's the, you know, within the bounds of Jivakarnyam, enjoy whatever you can enjoy with your faculties. Of course, the greatest enjoyment comes from enjoying Arul, Arut Sakti. So anyway, Vallalar asks, இம்மூவகை இன்பலாப வாழ்வையும் எதனால் பெறக்கூடும் என்றறிய வேண்டில், கடவுளின் இயற்கை விளக்கமாகிய அருளின் ஏகதேசத்தை கொண்டும் அருட்பூரணத்தை கொண்டும் அடையக்கூடும் என்று அறிய வேண்டும். Now, this is an extremely important point here, which makes the distinction between அருளின் ஏகதேசம் and Arupuranam. And how do we understand this? You know, I can, in a kind of imperfect way, draw analogy with electricity. So there are different voltages, different degrees of power of electricity. And of course, you need a suitable medium and substance for different degrees of electricity. And it can be a lesser or lower degree, or it can be very high and very powerful. If it is lesser or lower degree, then that is egadesam, partial. If it's really fullness, complete power, then that's arupuranam. So depending on the degree to which one has been able to open up to arut sakti, which let us not forget is the sakti underlying everything that we see, including our own existence and all the activities associated with our existence, then you can attain, if you open yourself up fully, Arupuranam, then you can get the Arupdegam. Otherwise, you will get other things that are lesser, you know, but still higher than the present condition, but the lesser than the Arupdegam, which you can get only through Arupuranam. And then he goes on to say, you know, ask the question, மூவகை இன்பங்களில் அருளின் ஏகதேசத்தை கொண்டு அடையத்தக்கவை எவை, அருட்பூரணத்தை கொண்டு அடையத்தக்கது யாது என்று அறிய வேண்டும். இன்மை இன்ப லாபமும் மறுமை இன்ப லாபம் என்கின்ற இரண்டையும் அருளின் ஏகதேசத்தை கொண்டு அடையக்கூடும். That is, the lesser degrees of Arul will take us to, will help us to obtain the Immai Inbalabam, which again Varular has clearly explained what Immai Inbalavarvu is. Siriya Dega Karanangalai Petru, Siriya Muyachiyal, Siriya Vidayangalai Silanal Anubavikindra Inbathai, Immai Inbalavarvu and Rariyavendam. And then also he has explained what Marumai Inbalabam is, which is உயர்பிறப்பில் பெரிய தேக கரணங்களை பெற்று பெரிய முயற்சியால் பெரிய விஷயங்களை பல நாள் அனுபவிக்கின்ற இன்பத்தை மறுமை இன்ப வாழ்வு என்று அறிய வேண்டும். அண்ட் தென் ஹி கோஸ் ஆன் டு சே தட் பேரின்ப லாபம் என்கின்ற ஒன்றையும் அருட்பூரணத்தை கொண்டு அடையக்கூடும் என்று அறிய வேண்டும். அப்கோர்ஸ் இப் யூ ஹேவ் அருட்பூரணம் தென் யூ ஆல்சோ ஹேவ் தி அதர் டூ, போத் இன்மை இன்ப லாபம் அண்ட் மறி அண்ட் மறுமை இன்ப லாபம். பட் இப் யூ ஹேவ் அருளின் ஏகதேசம், பார்ஷியல் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன், லெசர் வோல்டேஜ் சோ டு ஸ்பீக், then you get the Inba Inba Labam and Marma Inba Labam. So, of course, Saga Kalvi, the goal is to obtain Arup Purana, because without it, you cannot have this Perinba Labam, you know, the Arup Degam and so forth. And how do you get all this? Valala has again very clearly said, question, And the Arule Yadanal Parakuram and Rariya Vendil. ஜீவகாரண்ய ஒழுக்கத்தினால் பெறக்கூடும் என்று அறிய வேண்டும். So, we are back again to ஜீவகாருண்யம் and that is the key. So, again, may seem like an, you know, kind of a dissolution of the grand mystery about Saga Kalvi and all that, but it is exactly what Valalar says. What seems to be very simple, very humble, Jivakaranyam, which of course is easier talked about and preached than practiced, that is the key. Moksha Vittin Thiravukol. But it's also Siddhi Vittin Thiravukol. See, that's what we have to understand. Valalar, of course, has said in the Agaval, Mutti Enbadhe Siddhi Enbadhe Arayathukke, it's a means. We become, we attain Mukti, which is liberation from desires and so forth, in order to attain Siddhi. And Siddhi is nothing but attaining Arul Degam. Nityamagi Arul Degam with all the three manifestations and so forth. But the key really is Jivagarnya. It's the key to not only Moksha Vidu but also Siddhi Vidu. Because without Jivagarnyam we cannot get Arul either in its Egadesam or partial manifestation or Puranam. So, what is Saga Kalvi? Saga Kalvi is to, the goal, the objective of Saga Kalvi is to obtain Arul Purana in its Purana, in its fullness. And without Jivagarunyam, that's not going to happen. Okay? And whom do we learn, you know, to whom do we turn to learn Saga Kalvi, Arup Paranjyoti? And as we keep calling Arup Paranjyoti and sending emails, that's the mantra, Arup Paranjyoti, Arup Paranjyoti, Thani Perungalne Arup Paranjyoti, and we practice the four workams and the central, you know, Jivagarnyam and Anmaneya Urumipadu, slowly we'll be able to understand. Again, this is an internal process. These bodies, again, as I pointed out earlier, they're not physical bodies. You know, we can't expect stunts and so forth. Of course, all the three siddhis, all the siddhis, the karma siddhi, yoga siddhi, and jnana siddhi, all will be manifested. You know, they'll all be like child's play. But siddhi, remember, is an accomplishment. Okay? It's a capacity, ability, but you have to exercise it. It's not the Sai Baba game of cooking something up out of, you know, empty air and so forth. Siddhis require action. They require effort. But siddhi means you are a master of that process. So you will be able to execute things. And we see in Valala's case, how was he without any kind of formal training in architecture able to conceive and bring about the construction of the Satyajnana Sabai? That's an example of both, I guess, Karma Siddhi and Jnana Siddhi and Yoga Siddhi. You know, he was able to get the people to make contribution. He was able to bring the builders together. And as he says in the first Vinappam, it all happened by Arutpuram Jyothi's grace. But that's an example of a siddhi at work. So we shouldn't have these fantasies about siddhis by siddhi, you know, you're just cooking something out of midair and so, I mean, empty air and so forth. I mean, that's not the concept of siddhi in my humble view, although I'm expressing it rather forcefully in Samarasa Siddha Sanmargam. That's not what Vallalar means. Siddhi means you have the faculty, ability, and power, but then you would follow the process to bring about the result that you want. So in the case of, let's say, disease and so forth, and it happened to me, I had a severe infection when I came back from India in my right eye, and I almost could have lost sight in my right eye. But I did whatever I needed to do with the eye treatment, but I was also continuing with my practice, you know, meditating on Oli and Valak and Deepam and so forth, and it just went away overnight. The way I look at it is, yes, it was Vallalar Siddhi, but the siddhi worked in terms of a process. But certainly, yeah, the sakti can accelerate the physical process. So what normally would have taken perhaps months or something to get cured, for example, can be cured in a day. That's siddhi. But that still takes time and still uses processes, you see. So we have to keep that in mind. And certainly all of these siddhis are also going to be manifested, because they all come from one powerful, all-powerful sakti, which is Arul sakti. So the more you open yourself, or we open ourselves to Arul, the more all these things will become clear to us. So essentially, to sum it all up, Sagar Kalvi is about attaining the Nityamagya Arul Degam, and that can only be learned and obtained with Arul, and Arul can be obtained only by practicing Jivagarnya Workam and at the same time sending daily, leaving daily voicemail messages and email messages to Arutpuram Jyothi by chanting, of course, the Arutpuram Jyothi mantra. So let me end with that, and also say, you know, all this other stuff, Taoism and Kaya Siddhi and so forth, the manifestations of those things like conquest of sleep, Ukkam and Unarchi and all that, these things are all included. And there are many verses in the Agavul that refer to this. In fact, right at the start, Vallalar says, and I'll just finish in a minute here, when he talks about... and I find that Agavul really is an exposition of Saga Kalvi, among other things. But Saga Kalvi is there almost, you can say, every other verse, in fact. When he says, Ukkamum Unarchiyum Olidarum Akkayum Akkamum Aruliyar Purinjodi, it's already part of the achievements of Saga Kalvi, you know. You won't have this Ukkam and Unarchi and Olidarum Akke and so forth and Akkam if you have not already received Arul. And then notice the verse says Aruliya Arutpuram Jyothi. So who is the teacher? The only teacher of Saga Kalvi is Arutpuram Jyothi. None of the Devargal and Aivaradigal and so forth can teach us that. And then he goes on to say, Ayyamum Thirubum Aruttena Durambinal Ayyamum Nikki Arutpuram Jyothi. So you'll find a lot of references to physical qualities or attributes throughout the Agavu. Like Ayyamum Nikki Arutpuram Jyothi, that is Kabam. Kabam has been removed from the physical body, you know. And the verses which deal with either towards the end of the Agavul, with the transformation in the physical body, those are the results of experiencing the fullness of grace. Tholalam kuvaindida sunaram banaitum melalam kattavi vittu vittu yengida. Some people misunderstand this as this has something to do with Sutta Degam and so forth. No, Sutta Degam does not have these kinds of things. It's made up of Sutta Bhudagarya, Karyam and Sutta Anukkal and so forth. But when he talks about Tolalam Kurandida Sunaram Banitu Melalam Kattave Vittu Vingada, Enbalam Nekki Nekki Yelade Negandida and so forth, he is talking about the transformations that take place in the physical body when you receive the fullness of grace. That's why he also says alagilla arulin asemir pungida and so forth. And you can see how all these verses about what is happening to his body and the karanam, all of them are getting transformed. You know, manam kanindurigida, Madinira Indolindira, and so forth. In the end, you see, he says, Sattuva Manitam Tamarungarindira, Sattuva Mondre Tanitinundrongida, and so forth. But then he says, Ennulla Thirindu Virala Malandida, Ennulla Tongia Yentani Anbe. So he is experiencing the manifestation of the fullness of grace, Arupiranjodi's presence. And that Pariburnam, experience of the Puranam, Arupuranam, has brought about all of these changes, which of course he keeps referring to throughout the Agava. So really we have to, contemplate Jivaranya Volkam and the Arupuranjodi Agava on a daily basis, and continue with the practices, and Saga Kalvi, will become more and more clear. And we will also start making progress. After all, it's not just about, oh, Valalar said this and that was great, and Valalar said that and that's great. He said it in order to get us to follow it. So that's the whole point. So with that, I thank you for your patience. And I also express my salutations to Valalar and his grace for enabling me to babble a little bit like a child on these great matters. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. It's a wonderful talk. We'll move on to the next next session, which will be the Q&A, question and answers, Asat Vicharam. Before that, let me read the disclaimer. Valalar Universal Mission is headed by Sri Arul Prakash Valalar, and the organization is open to one and all. There is no discrimination due to caste, religion, philosophy, race, color, language, age, sex, or any other differences. This organization will follow the principles of Valalar and consider them as fundamental and the greatest of all. Thus, it can be considered as a Samarasa Sutta Sanmarga Satya Sangam. We request all our guest speakers to stick to the principles of Valalar in their speeches. One must be aware that the opinion of the speaker is not necessarily the opinion of Valalar Universal Mission. All the speakers are free to deliver their messages and opinions. Also, the listeners and participants are free to support or not speakers' opinion. However, everyone must refrain themselves from hurtful words and show love and respect to each other during their discussions. This message is read on behalf of Valalar Universal Mission, USA. Thank you. Doctor, let me ask the first question. So, you mentioned that for Saga Kalvi or to get a deathless body, Jiva Karunyam is the the ultimate way to get that. But you also mentioned the Arutperumjodi mantra and as well as the disciplines, all the disciplines. So I mean, how do we see these? Do we see these in steps, or how do we need to parallelly do all these? Or first complete all your disciplines and then go to Jiva Karunyam. Can you throw some light on this, please?
Okay, the question is what sort of relationship does Jiva Karunyam have to the other things that were mentioned? Here, I forgot, I think, to mention what Valalar says in Jiva Karunyam Workam Part 1. He says, ஜீவகாரண்ய ஒழுக்கம் இல்லாமல் ஞானம் யோகம் தவம் விரதம் ஜபம் தியானம் முதலியவைகளை செய்கின்றவர்கள் கடவுள் அருளுக்கு சிறிதும் பாத்திரமாகார்கள். அவர்களை ஆன்ம விளக்கமுள்ளவர்களாகவும் நினைக்கப்படாது. ஜீவகாரண்யம் இல்லாத செய்யப்படுகின்ற செய்கைகள் எல்லாம் பிரயோஜனம் இல்லாத மாயாஜால செய்கைகளை ஆகும் என்று அறிய வேண்டும். வெரி கிளியர், தீஸ் ஆர் ஜஸ்ட் மேஜிக் ட்ரிக்ஸ் இஃப் யூ டூ இட் வித்வுட் ஜீவகாரண்யம். சோ மை பாயிண்ட் வுட் பி, மை ரெஸ்பான்ஸ் வுட் பி, இட்ஸ் த ஃபவுண்டேஷன் விச் சப்போர்ட்ஸ் ஆல் ஆஃப் தி திங்ஸ். So without Jeevakaranyam, if we keep sending voicemail messages and emails to Arupparan Jyothi by chanting Arupparan Jyothi Agarwal, it's not going to make any difference. Without Jeevakaranyam, if I do all these other things, pranayama and all of these other practices, yoga and so forth, I will experience some benefits, although there can also be some harms if I don't practice properly. There will be alpa prayojanam, you know. They're not going to take me to higher levels. Maybe I'll feel, more energy or something like that, which I can also feel if I take the proper medicines, you know, vitamins, minerals and fruits and so forth, vegetables. But it's not going to go beyond that. What we need to do is to have Jeevakaranyam as the foundation, and then with that as the foundation, we can have all, and then we can have these other things. And because we have Jeevakaranyam as the foundation, these other things will bear much greater fruit or benefit.
Thank you, Doctor. So, if I, as you said, Jeevakaranyam is the foundation, then what if I have only Jeevakaranyam and not the disciplines? What would happen?
You have actually, you yourself answered that, I think, in our conversation on the phone once. If I have, by discipline, what do you mean? Or would you please clarify? The question, let me just type the question. It's a very important question you're asking. So, Jeevakaranya Vurakam, I'll just abbreviate it to JKO. So, JKO, the question is, it seems like are we asking the same question? What is the connection between Jeevakaranya Vurakam on the one hand and, the four Vurakams?
Yes.
Indriya Vurakam, Karana Vurakam, Jeeva Vurakam, and Anuva Vurakam?
Yes, Doctor. As you said, I'm still trying to connect these two. I think, as you said, I agree on that, it's a fundamental thing. But now, again, what would be the next step? I have the fundamentals or the base.
Yes.
To get the arul. But what is the next step? How are these Vurakams related to this? Are they the next step?
Could you repeat that again, please? You're breaking up a little bit.
Sorry, Doctor. So, again, the question is, we have the fundamentals, clear. For example, I'm doing Jeevakaranyam and I'm a compassionate person. So that fundamentals is strong and the foundation is laid. Now, what next for me to get to the deathless life? Yeah. And how is all these four Vurakams are related? Are they the next steps that needs to be followed?
Well, the way Vallalar puts it, and again, we have to understand, and again, as Professor Namasivami also said, one can keep returning to Jeevakaranya Vurakam, and although it's incomplete, there are so many things there, and one only can wonder what would have been in that Samarasa Vedam had Vallalar decided to compose it. But I think, whatever he needed to say was already said, I suppose. It says that Jeevakaranya Vurakame Sanmargam endru ariyappadum, Jeevakaranyam vilangumbodhu arivum anbum udanaga vilangum and so forth. Jeevakaranyam is not simply having compassion. It's a Vurakam, and I was thinking about earlier, it came to me that the Tamil word Vurakam really needs to be unpacked here. Vurakam is not simply saying I have a certain value. It's instantiating it, practicing it. And Vallalar has also talked or mentioned practicing this Jeevakaranyam as a viradam for the samsarigal. Even if they don't do yogam and all these things, if they practice Jeevakaranyam as a viradam, then they will certainly get inmay inbalabam and marumay inbalabam. But it's, we are talking about some, let me put it this way. to answer your question, we have to understand what we are doing. We are actually practicing Samarasa Suddha Sanmarga. That is a path. And on that path, Jiva Karanyam is the foundation. But then there is something that supports also with the workams. And then the question really seems to be, how are those workams related to the foundation? And if, can I just have the foundation? Well, you know, the question kind of answers itself. You can't just simply put the foundation. You also have to build something on it. And therefore, the other workams have to be built on the foundation of Jiva Karanyam. And what are these other workams? Some of them are already, you know, when we say that Jiva Karanyam is the foundation, we are saying that it also supports these other things. And in fact, in terms of what Vallalar has said, they are actually supported in a very unique way by Jiva Karanyam workam. And we could even perhaps say only Jiva Karanyam workam supports them. And the way to justify that would be to point out these things, and I think you already did once in the phone conversation. So, for example, when Vallalar says, Kodiya Sol Sevi Pugade, when he says, Kodiya Sol, you know, we shouldn't be listening to cruel things and so forth, cruel words, or utter them, it's already supported by Jiva Karanyam. As you pointed out, if I have Jiva Karanyam or if I am cultivating Jiva Karanyam, and again, that's a tremendous discipline in itself, easier said than done, because we have this viguli and anger and all these things come up. So if I'm committed to the practice of Jiva Karanyam Urkam, then I will automatically also follow the precept of Kodiya Sol Sevi Pugadu and so forth. Asutta parisamallade dayavannamaga parisittal. Again, it's very clear how Jiva Karanyam not just supports it, but actually, you know, includes it, sort of, you know, in its scope. Kururamaga paradiruttal. All these things are not going to be anything special and extra you're going to add to Jiva Karanyam workam, but they are just elements that automatically come with and are strengthened if you have Jiva Karanyam workam as the foundation. You know, Jiva Himsai Nerudangalatil Yevvida Tandiratanalavadu Dari Seidal. That's part of Jiva Karanyam, you know. It's not something different. But what about, but there are things other than Jiva Karanyam. That's not being denied. There are things other than Jiva Karanyam. For instance, but they are still related to Jiva Karanyam. If you take the phone number and email address, as I say, Arupparanjodhi, Arupparanjodhi, Taniparum Karunai, Arupparanjodhi, that's a form of contemplation, meditation, and invocation, chanting, of, the importance of compassion, because Arul is simply Kadavul Dayavu. So I'm contemplating Dayavu again, you know, except that this is Kadavul Dayavu that I'm contemplating, that is Arul. So even the Arupparanjodhi mantra already expresses the Jiva Karanyam workam in mantra form. When I think about what this Arul in Arupparanjodhi means, and what is this Taniparum Karunai, many of the elements that Vallalar talks about as part of Jiva Karanyam workam are going to come into my mind. Taniparum Karunai, you know, that means having conditions that support life and so on and so forth. All that's part of, the workam, the elements of the workam, Jiva Karanyam workam, are going to manifest directly or otherwise, even when we meditate on the mantra. So that's an example of how Jiva Karanyam workam is there in the background, as it were, throughout. So I hope that provides a reasonable response. But if you're, you know, if you still have other questions, please, you know, go ahead, because, you know, it's really helpful for me to consider these things.
Sure, Doctor. I think the answer, it's an excellent answer. I was thinking in the same lines. So, Jivakarunyam Ulukam is one word, but which is supported by, you know, if you split that into multiple things and, you know, categories, that's where we will get all the different Ulukams. So,
yes,
it's synonymous. Both are synonymous. I mean, it cannot, Jivakarunyam Ulukam cannot be 100% without the Ulukams being practiced. So I think, you know, it's as you said, right? You know, I agree that it's just not the compassion alone, but the compassion cannot survive by itself if you don't have the rest of the Ulukam. So I feel it's more synonymous, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, Valala's exposition of Jivakarunyam Ulukam, he really explains what it is, right? What is it? And you have to, for example, you know, I don't want to go on and on about this, but he points out how other things are manifested when you have Jivakarunyam. He says, we have to keep in mind what exactly Valala said. I'm sure everyone agrees. So he says, Jivakarunyam Ulukam Enbadhen, Enil, Jeevargalukku Jeevargal Vashayamaga Undagindra Anma Urukkathai Kondu Deiva Varipadu Seidhu Vaazhudhal Endraiya Vendum. Everything is contained in that. So, his own definition of Jivakarunyam is not just simply you have the emotion of compassion, or, you know, you see a poor person and then, you know, give something, or a hungry person give food. Jeevargalukku Jeevargal Vashayamaga Undagindra Anma Urukkathai Kondu Deiva Varipadu Seidhu Vaazhudhal Endraiya Vendum. And then he explains what Anma Urukkam is. ஜீவர்கள் பசி தாகம் பிணி இச்சை எளிமை பயம் கொலை இவைகளால் துக்கத்தை அனுபவித்து கண்ட போதாயினும் கேட்ட போதாயினும் இவ்வாறு உண்டாகும் என்று அறிந்த போதாயினும் ஆன்ம உருக்கம் உண்டாகும் என்று அறிய வேண்டும். So when we hear that dozens of people were suddenly separated from their physical bodies, கொலை கொடுந்தொழில் as Valalar puts it, Budagariya Kodundoyil, we have to feel this Urukkam. Degam illamal, they will undergo suffering and then they have to be reborn, and that's additional suffering. So, you know, but you know, there's something I was discussing with my colleague yesterday about this related matters here. There's a Western culture, and in fact you can say modern capitalist culture, is producing a kind of inhumanity. You know, it's all about machines and computers and buying gadgets and this, that, and the other, and consumption and fulfillment of, materialistic desires and so forth. And it's robbing people of the capacity to feel Urukkam. I've seen this in students and so forth. When I show some instances of suffering, everybody's looking at it with a bland face. And I have, in fact, called them and even perhaps scolded them about this. I said, you know, aren't you affected by this? Aren't you, you know, what's going on? You know, if you simply see it as though you're seeing something on a Nintendo game or some vicious, violent, crazy game, then you're missing the whole thing. It's you're actually losing your humanity. So it's about preserving this ability to feel Anma Urukkam. And you cannot have compassion, you cannot have Anmaneya Urumaipadu without that Anma Urukkam. You know? So you see how extensive and in-depth his conception is of Jivakarunyam Ulukam. இவர்களுக்கு ஜீவர்கள் விஷயமாக உண்டாகின்ற ஆன்ம உருக்கத்தை கொண்டு தெய்வ வழிபாடு செய்து வாழ்தல் வேண்டறிய வேண்டும். சோ தெய்வ வழிபாடு, தட் இஸ் கான்டெம்ப்ளேஷன் ஆஃப் அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, இஸ் பார்ட் ஆஃப் ஜீவகாரண்யம். இட்ஸ் நாட் எனிதிங் செப்பரேட். சோ ஐ ஹாவ் டு சே, தி வென் யூ சென்ட் வாய்ஸ் மெயில் அண்ட் இமெயில் அட்ரஸ் டு அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, யூ ஆர் டூயிங் இட் அஸ் பார்ட் ஆஃப் ஜீவகாரண்ய ஒழுக்கம், பிகாஸ் தட்ஸ் த வே யூ ஆர் எக்ஸ்பிரஸிங் தெய்வ வழிபாடு. ஓகே, So this is the point I think I was trying to bring up. I don't mean to get argumentative or anything there with Professor Namaswayam, but this is what Valladar says. And then, as I just said, I think it's worth repeating. This Anma Urukam is when you hear, when you see Jeevargal suffering from Pasi, Ragam, Pini, Icha, Elimai, Bayam, Kolai, or you hear that they are undergoing it, or you know that. Ivar Undagum Endra Arinda Bodhainam. Anma Urukam. So if we don't feel that Anma Urukam, which is really inner melting, we have to feel that inner melting, right? If you don't feel that, then we're not practicing Jivagarni Urukam. I mean, you know, I just throw that sandwich to that hungry fellow, and then, you know, maybe I feel guilty or something, and I throw that. That's not, I have to feel the Anma Urukam when I see a person there, sitting there in the cold, and begging, I have to feel the Anma Urukam and whatever I do for that person, and it can vary depending on someone's capacity. The Anma Urukam has to be there, but Valula is very clear that Anma Urukam is the means of, it's an integral part of the way you engage in Deva Varipada, which of course in this case is Adhuparanjodhi. So all of these are just things that you pointed out are all contained in Jivagarnyam, because Jivagarnyam is not just helping people. It's a form of Deva Vaipada. In fact, the highest and the only effective form of Deva Vaipada. Valala is very clear about it. You're not going to get it by other means. And he says, our experience shows that. You know, you can do Sariye, Kiriye and all this kind of stuff, Pranayamam and Yoga and all that. And you see that these people have not obtained the highest labam, anma labam. Jeevagarnya workathinal karavul arulai perakkoodum alladhu veranda valiyalum siridum perakkoodadendru urudhiyaga aridal vendum. So, you know, I mean, we can do some other thing, but that's not going to be samarasa siddha sanmargam. I mean, if I do yoga and pranayama and all that, but I don't pay any attention to Jeevagarnyam, understood in this sense, in Sutta Sanmargam, then I'm doing something else. I mean, I'm not saying that's necessarily bad, I mean, but that's very limited. You know, it's going to have very limited benefit, and ultimately, as Valalar says, I have to come back and earn the Moksha Vetin Thiruvugol, which is Jivagarnya Workam. So, again, to summarize my response to your question, we have to really understand the Jivagarnya Workam in the broad and deep sense in which Valalar expounds it in this great essay.
Thank you, Doctor. That was an excellent excellent answer. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks for the questions.
Thank you. Gopi, can you... thank you. Thanks, Gopi. Now our members can ask questions. Friends, you know, if you have any questions to Dr. Raghu, please go ahead and ask.
Yeah, Prasanna, this is Karthik. Good morning, Doctor.
Yeah, Karthik, good morning. Yeah, I was asking about you earlier.
Okay. This is, I mean, you find that, you know, the matri is an exchange and also the transformation is really a wonderful explanation. That it gives a complete, I mean, methodology, a comprehensive view, how do we can find the Maranamula Paruvalu. Thanks for the explanation. It is really, really wonderful.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I tried to do my, well, again, as I was saying, I don't have anything, you know, on my own to say. I mean, I'm just simply pointing out what, you know, by Valalar's grace, you know, I see certain things that need to be emphasized, that's all, you know. But I thank you for your appreciation.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello, Dr. Bill. This is Gopi.
Yeah, Gopi, yeah.
Thank you. I mean, I just second, you know, Karthi. You gave a lot of references, you know, it was very informative, very helpful. I do have a question on one of the references you gave on Jivakaranya Urukam.
Yes.
It says, Jivakalagi Adhigari Pradarku, Udagariya Dehangale Urimai, And then it says, Adhikarika Vidal, Anma Vilakkam Maraipodum.
Yes.
So I'm just wondering, like, you know, what state we are born, so can we say Adhikarika Padadarku has evolved?
Yes.
I'm just trying to understand, like, you know, we have something, and if it is not increased or evolved, then the Anma Vilakkam will be reduced. Is that what he refers to?
Yes, exactly. Adhikarika, that's an excellent question. I'll just type it here in the file here. What does Adhikarika means here? It means development, evolution, but more development. You're increasing, but increasing in terms of your faculties and all of that stuff. To get a better understanding of this, I think we'll have to read, I believe it's five of the books here, one second here, the Vinnappam, Peru Vinnappam is the source to understand what he talks about here. And it might at first sight seem, oh, well, what's the connection? But the connection is this. He speaks of how Arutparanjodhi, he says, Sandriyam Ulaginadatte Pirandu Anubhavipadarkuriya Suga Vanubhava Perukkam Ayut Perukkam Udaliya Nanmaigalam Yanakku Appinda Varivin Kanne Amaitha Arulinir. So all these faculties we have, including our faculty, which is extraordinary, because no animals have this faculty, and that really supports Vallalar's claim that Manida Degam is the highest Degam, on this planet, so to speak, or Ulagam in general. We have this remarkable faculty of language, which helps us to understand many different things, and all of these things are established, so to speak, in the Degam, which is what this quote that I just gave, Ayut Parukka Mudavya Nanmaigalum Yanaka Pinda Varivan Kanne Amaitharulinir. And then he also says, Icha Inana Kriyagalai Velupudatthudal Mudaliya Ubagarippu Adhigarippu. So the same word Adhigarippu is there here. Adhigarippu Galukku Uriya Ubayoga Tattuva Urupugal எல்லாவற்றையும் குறைவின்றி வகுத்தமைத்து வளர்த்து காத்தலுள் நீர். சோ ஆல் ஆஃப் தோஸ் திங்ஸ் ஆர் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்ட் இன் த பூதகாரிய தேகம், ஸ்பெஷலி த மனித பூதகாரிய தேகம். அண்ட் தட்ஸ் பார்ட் ஆஃப் வாட் வள்ளலார் இஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் ஹியர். இன் சோ ஃபார் ஆஸ் தி பூதகாரிய தேகம் இஸ் த லொகேஷன் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஆஃப் தீஸ் ஃபேக்கல்டிஸ் அண்ட் எபிலிட்டிஸ் அண்ட் வி நோ இன்க்ரீசிங்லி ஹவு the brain, for instance, brain science, there's so many things going on there now. I mean, there's all these localization studies and brain imaging and so forth, where they're trying to correlate different functions, abilities, and so forth with different parts of the brain, activities in different parts of the brain, only gives testimony to what Vallalar has said about the importance of Buddhagarya Degam. Obviously, the brain is part of a Buddhagarya Degam. You know, it's a Buddhagarya organ. So you're absolutely right. He is talking about how the Buddhagarya Degam is essential for development. You know, we have to use all these faculties and grow in our knowledge. But not just knowledge, because he also emphasizes inbam, as I have quite frequently pointed out. It's also enjoyment, bhogam, see? Samarasa Sutta Sanmargam does not have some kind of mindless hostility to bhogam. You enjoy. Yeah, the world is there for enjoyment, but understand, we have to understand that it's all because of Arul Sakti. It's all Arul. It's Arul. Whenever we have an opportunity to enjoy something, of course, without violating Jivagarnyam, we have to thank that Arul Sakti, without which we will not be able to get any bhoga purul or even have any kind of bhogam at all. To start with, how am I able to enjoy something? You know, I mean, I was just sipping some cardamom tea that I got from the local Indian store here. I mean, that suvaya arivu, you know, Vallalar talks of suvaya. Without suvaya arivu, you know, I wouldn't be able to enjoy this cardamom tea. not only then you need all the urupugal, you know, pura urupugal and aga urupugal, which enable me to enjoy sip the tea, you know, tongue and so forth, and not to mention all the connections between the tongue and the brain, you know. So this is where, as Professor Namaswam also said, you repeatedly read Jivakarnyam, you discover so many gems. And the gems that previously were shining now even shine even more, you know, on second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, whatever, you know. But in any case, I don't want to go on. I agree with what you're pointing out. I think that's the sense in which he's using Adigarbhu.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. I think that was a good reference to Peru and Napam too. Thank you. On the other note, you were referencing to the Samarasa Veda Padasalai, right?
I don't know the work that he mentions. It's clear that he intended to write that work, Samarasa Vedam. But here it's also important, I think he may not have used the word Vedam if had he gone ahead and completed it. But he says, Indum in the Jivaganya Workatin Virivai, Samarasa Vedatil Kandukolalam. And perhaps part two and part three were intended as part of it. But notice that, Valala had, at one stage called it, Samarasa Veda Sangam or something like that.
I think it's Padasalai. Yeah, Samarasa Veda Padasalai.
Padasalai is different. Even the Sangam itself was called Veda Sangam. And I mentioned that actually in one of my early posts several years ago, but then he changed it. He dropped the word Vedam, and I understand why, because he didn't want it to be confused with the Hindu stuff, you know, Vedas and all that kind of thing, which, you know, Valala acknowledges that there are good things in them, but there are also a lot of confused and confusing things in them, so we don't need to get lost by getting involved with them. So anyway, the Vedam he's talking about is a work that he clearly intended to write. But I think that had he completed it or had he done it, he might not have given it that word Vedam, in light of the fact that he changed the word, he dropped the word Vedam, and now we only have Samarasa Sutta Sanmargam. Now, the Padasalai that you mentioned is also an interesting reference that you're making, because he intended, and in fact, actually, it was a practice. Toruwood was the teacher, main teacher there. And Valilar's plan was, which was implemented by Toruwood, I think, for some time. And I really don't know why it all stopped. But to teach Tamil, Sanskrit, and English in that order, in that sequence. So students were taught Tamil, then they were taught Sanskrit, and then they were taught English. So that's, again, remarkable. I mean, broad conception that Valalar had of education, you know, that the students should learn Tamil, Sanskrit, and English. So that's why I think people, these Tamil purists, misguided Tamil purists, you know, Valalar himself, and I was just reading them the other day. I mean, he plays with these Sanskrit words like it's child's play. You know, there are poems in the sixth Thirumurai, and maybe even in the end of the fifth Thirumurai, where he uses a lot of Sanskrit words, and it's just like an outpouring, you know. So he knew Sanskrit. And even the word Jodi, if you look at the manuscript of Arutparan Jodi, it's Arutparan Jodi Agaval, it's clear that he is using the Sanskritized Jodi. He doesn't use Sodi. He uses Jodi. So, you know, we want to be true to what Valalar is doing, then we have to use Jodi. And we have to understand that Valalar was no narrow-minded Tamil purist, you know, although he was a great master of the Tamil language, but that didn't make him into some kind of a anti-Sanskrit or anti-English fanatic, because clearly the plan of education in that school was to teach students Tamil, Sanskrit, and English. So anyway, I wanted to just mention that since you mentioned the Padasalai.
Okay, thank you. I also wanted to just give a note, just for the benefit of others, there is a letter or kind of a conditional invitation that Vallara made to everyone. It's called Samarasa Veda Padasalai Patrikai. I think it was written on 1871, according to the book what I'm referring.
Yes, yes. There's an announcement, yes. I don't have it. I was here. Do you have it right now there with you? Or?
Yeah, I have it. I can just quickly.
Would you mind reading it, if you don't mind?
Sure. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. இதில் வாசிக்க விரும்புகின்றவர்கள் 15 வயதிற்கு மேற்பட்டவர்களாகி நல்லறிவு, கடவுள் பக்தி, உயிரிறக்கம், பொது நோக்கம், தீகரண அடக்கம் நற்குண ஒழுக்கங்களையும், உண்மையுரைத்தல், இன்சொல்லாடல், உயிருக்கு உபகரித்தல் முதலிய நற்செய்கை ஒழுக்கங்களையும் பெற்று சன்மார்க்கத்திற்கு உரியவர்களாய் இருத்தல் வேண்டும். இதில் வாசிக்கின்றவர்களுக்கு சில காலம் வாசித்து ஒருவாறு வாசிப்பு பயிற்சி நேரிட்டால் அந்த பயிற்சிக்கும் அவரவர் குடும்பத்திற்கு தக்கபடி மாதந்தோறும் பொருளுதவி செய்யப்படும். காலை மாலை சுமார் 5-5 நாழிகை வாசித்தல் வேண்டும். இங்கனம் சிதம்பரம் ராமலிங்கம்.
Yes, so he's, you know, he's even offering financial help to these people, you know,
right.
To encourage them to come to school, you know, which again tells us about his generosity, you know. Whether or not other people were up to, supporting the project is a different matter. But thank you for reading that.
Not my pleasure.
Any other questions from anyone, please? Honored to join this company, and it's a very good opportunity for us to come together, even though we may be in different parts of the world, and explore Vallara's teachings.
Good morning, Doctor. This is Raji from Philadelphia, USA.
Yeah, hi, Raji. Yes.
Wonderful explanation about the deathless of life, Doctor. It's really nice experience. When you explained everything, you said in order to get the Nitya Deha, not only doing that Arupuram Jyoti mantra and the breathing exercise meditation, we have to follow the Jiva Karuniya Olukkam too. That's a wonderful message from Vallara too. So that's really nice experience, Doctor. Thanks a lot for everything.
Yes, thank you for the appreciation. But, there are things that will, remember I said that, and Vallara also has said similar things. Like, for instance, he asked actually Thoruvur Velayuda Mudaliyar. This was in the biography of Thoruvur Velayuda Mudaliyar by his son. It's in Tamil, and I think it might have been in one of the links that Prasanna was kind enough to send me, and I downloaded. And he says Vallara told Velayuda Mudaliyar, this was the 1874, you don't need to hang around here anymore. And Andavar will reveal to you the appropriate things at the appropriate time. So a point I want to make is that as we practice Jivakaruniya Olukkam and the contemplation of Arupuram Jyoti, the Deepa Varipadu and so forth, it's all one package, so to speak. These things will slowly, you'll understand other things. You know, you will have experiences and your understanding will slowly develop. For example, there's only a hint, an SP anomaly in his life and teachings of Saint Ramalingar makes some, useful remarks about this. There is a reference to Saha Talai, Vega Call, and Poga Punar. In the context of this Arul Degam and the three forms in which it is manifested. And I think primarily it pertains to Sutta Degam, you know. What is that? Saga Talai, Boga Punal, Vega Kal. SP Anomaly says it has something to do with this matridal stuff, matri, which again Karthik also pointed out, that either exchange or transformation, in any case, the Sutta Degam, you know, it has Saga Talai, Vega Kal, and Poga Punal. But, really speaking for myself, what is it, is the question. And the way I have to deal with that is, continue to practice. And the Arul Vilakkam will show what it is, you know, when I am ready, you know. So this is just the framework, and we have some understanding in accordance with this money, the you know, dharam or the capacity, human level. And then as we continue to practice, things will become clear to us, you know. So again, I want you to also keep that in mind. Things will become clear as you proceed with your practice.
Yes, sure, doctor. I have one question about the Jivagarni Olkam. Jivagarni Olkam is not only to help the people to get the food only. We can help them whatever they need like that. So we can do that too, right?
Yes, you know, I mean, I think a gentleman who might have given a talk, and I think he would contact me. I don't remember his name. Prasanna, you said he was teaching in a school and he's retired.
Yes.
What is his name? I think he was a speaker also, I think. Hello?
Yeah. I'm just thinking that.
Okay, any case, yeah, there's a gentleman who also, I think in an email he pointed out, well, Jivakaranyam is not just giving food, but who actually, I mean, here's a response. Yeah, that's a good point, but then it's attacking like a straw man. Valala doesn't say that it's only about hunger, although he puts hunger as the worst kind of suffering. So Jivakaranyam workam, you know, you can't do everything because as an individual, you know, one's capacities are limited and resources are limited. So where do you start? He says, start with manidargal. You know, you start with manidargal and then you focus on hunger because that's the worst suffering. This doesn't mean we're going to exclude non-manidargal. You know, you have to still take into account, Valadar says, so then you give priority if you are actually, if you have animals like cows and horses and dogs and cats, then you make sure that you feed them, especially if you're using them. And then, you know, if you have a backyard with plants and so forth, then you water them and so forth. So, you know, because we can't do everything, we doesn't mean we should do nothing. We have to start with what we can. And the priority is to deal with the hunger of human beings because that's the worst suffering. And he's absolutely right. He says it's a... you know, it's a combination of, you know, suffering of birth and suffering of death and all that. It's all combined and it prevents imayin balabam and malmayin balabam and perin balabam, starvation. And as you know, I mean, he's given some wonderful, you know, expressions to the importance of hunger, right? I mean, if you just bear with me here for a minute, he says that, you know, I mean, the people that think that they are the wisest and so forth, when they feel hunger, and give up that arrogance and look for food. People that, yeah, kalvi kelvigal nirambi aridarku nutpangalai arindu seidarkariya seigalai seidu murikka vallavargalum pasi neritta bodhu aruvum karuthum alindu tadumaarugindraargal. Aame periyavar naame periyavar namakku mer periyavar illai endru irumar padaigindra agangaarigalum pasi neritta bodhu agangaarum kulaindu aagaarum koduppavarai periyavaraga polgindraargal. So on and on, you know, I mean, it's also powerful in the original Tamil. So it's all emphasizing the seriousness of hunger. So if I can't help someone to go to school or get medicines and so forth, at least I can deal with hunger, you know, starvation, start with that. And as Valadar says, those who have the compassion and the anma urukam to help to the extent that they are capable, you know, and in this context, you know, as you know, Valalar does raise the question, you know, what if I don't have the capacity and I have to feed my family first? Should I sacrifice feeding my family and then feed the stranger? If a hungry stranger comes to me. And then Valalar says, you know, no, allowing your own family to starve is not good at the expense of feeding the stranger. But at the same time, allowing the stranger to starve, you know, and just feeding your family also is not the right thing to do. And then he gives a solution. he says, try to help the stranger to the extent you can. I mean, if you can save, I suppose, in a practical context, if you can save some food and give it to that beggar, starving beggar, it's fine. Or you ask, maybe you know some people who can help the person, and you can refer the person to those people. So there are many practical things that Vallalar points out. But hunger is the most important suffering that we have to address. But it doesn't mean that it's the only thing. As you know, he also mentions dagam, tini, ichai, ilumai, poverty, and so forth, bayam, kolai, and all that. So, you do something to prevent injury to another being to the extent you can, and murder. You know, kolai, and so forth. And the bayam, how do you deal with that? You know, maybe somebody is terrorized or, very afraid of something, and then you can provide help by counseling or by helping them to remove the problem that they are facing. So there are many different ways in which you can do this. But the central thing is that anma urukam, that he is talking about. If you have that anma urukam, then everything else falls into its place. But it's not as if, hunger is the only thing, and if you just give food to hungry people, you have completely fulfilled the jivagarnya urukam. And now if you do it as a varadam, then certainly you're doing something very important in your life, but it's not restricted to that. So, if you're saying we shouldn't misunderstand that Vallalar is confining everything only to feeding the hungry, then you're absolutely right. But Vallalar nowhere does that. So it's what we call straw man, First of all, Vallalar never advocates a position. And therefore, if I say, it may be directed at people who might misunderstand it, but how can you possibly misunderstand it if you read the Jivagarnya Urukam? Even if you read just part one, you cannot possibly misunderstand that, or anyone cannot possibly, no one can possibly misunderstand that Jivagarnya Urukam is only about feeding the hungry, although it is the highest form of it. So,
Thank you so much, Doctor. Yeah, if we get the anma urukam, we can understand the people's feelings too. That's right. Yeah.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It has to be that. That's otherwise, you're absolutely right. And then, I guess we have to speak of Jivagarnya Kalvi first. Jivagarnya Kalvi is the foundation for Saga Kalvi. And Jivagarnya Kalvi involves what you're talking about, have to understand other people's feelings and so forth, or correct oneself when we fail to do that as a result of, Veguli and all kinds of factors, envy, Veguli and so forth. You're absolutely right. It also involves being sympathetic. And that's why you may remember I quoted, in Professor Namaswamy made a reference to proper speech and all that. There's a wonderful, wonderful lines about how Sanmargam, practitioners of Sanmargam speak in contrast to the followers of Dunmargam, right?
Yes, Doctor. Thank you so much for explaining, Doctor.
Thank you for the questions. I'm making a note of these questions. So, I'll definitely mention the questions and the rest.
No, Doctor. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. So, friends, do you have any other questions?
Yeah, last question. Doctor, I am Jayaraj.
Yes.
Doctor, you explain very well. The Jiva Karinyam is the foundation to Saga Kalvi. For Karinyam, Deham Vendum, Idil Anma Vilakkam Ariyappadum, Arul Vilakkam Yerpadum. In the Deham, அடைவதற்கு இந்த தேகத்தில் நாம் கிடைக்கும் காலத்திலேயே சாகா கல்வியை அருள் விளக்கத்தை அடைய வேண்டும் மற்றும் மறுபடியும் இந்த தேகம் கிடைப்பதற்கு அரிது. மை க்வெஸ்டின் இஸ் டாக்டர், we are longing for the grace or Sakha Kalvi, but we failed during the current period. What is the way or intelligence to get back the grace and Sakha Kalvi? How can I get the physical body again to get that Sakha Kalvi or the grace way? Can you explain that?
Yes, so if I understand your question, you're saying what happens if I die, right? As I will. Die meaning, let me put it this way, let's say, because there can be misunderstandings. So when this present physical body comes to an end, as right. it will, when the present physical body comes to an end, what happens if I have the goal of attaining Maranamala Parvarva, and I have bent all my effort towards that? Is that the question?
Right, exactly right. Correct.
Okay. I just recall, I don't have the book of letters with me, but there is one letter that Vallalar sent to someone who was probably a terminal illness or something like that, and he said, Dega ani nerutalam, don't worry about it. Something to that effect. As I said, I don't have the volume of letters here with me, but if you send me an email, Prasanna has it, I can then look it up and then send you the specific reference. What happens here is, if I'm pursuing, and if I have, and the question, the point I think really is that the qualification is I should be sincerely pursuing it. If I'm sincerely, that is, it really is organizing your life in such a way, and it doesn't really require, there is no sannyasa and all that in Sutta Sanmargam. So there's no such thing as, putting on kavi udai and dadi and so forth and going around pretending to be holy and all that. There's no such thing. Follow Vallalar's own example. He was just like, he himself addressed the associates and said, I consider me as one among yourself. Okay? So this is the person who has attained the Arup Purnam, but he still says, out of Anmane Urmipad Urmai, you consider me as one of yourself, one among yourself, and so forth. So we don't need any of those kinds of, theatrical things, going into caves and all this kind of stuff. If I am practicing it sincerely, organizing my life, my everyday activity, wherever I am, keeping in mind, trying to make Jivakaranyam the foundation, and then all the other related things, then what happens if this body comes to an end? I will be reborn in the same money, the body, to continue with it, or some kind of body which will enable me to pursue it and continue with it. And Vallalar implies this when he says, Dega ani nerutalam, don't worry about it. Degatirkani, including death, happens. Don't worry. And I take that to mean that you'll be given another opportunity by the Arut Sakti, because you're focused on that. But if you're not, then that's the ordinary samsarigal who don't practice even Jivagarunyam. That then it's their rebirth is going to be determined by their karma, but for us in the Sudarshan Margam path, it's not simply about, and this is what I am reminding myself these days, it's not just about, examining it and RIG and all that stuff, Sulpuru and all that. You have to really practice and realize it. And what happens if it comes to an end again, as determined by Arut Sakti? I have to take it. And Vallalar makes this clear also in Jivaganya Vurukam when he says, there are people that don't follow the Arul Niyadi, and then Kadavul, in order to bring about good sense or null arivu, he removes them from that body and puts them in another body. So that again comes back to this whole business of development. So it's all development, teruttal, that's going on, as many verses in the Agavul also. Arulinit teruttum Arutparanjodhi is one of the refrains in the Arutparanjodhi Agavul. So I have to just take it. That's all part of the workings of Arut Sakti. So if I suddenly, you know, I discover I have cancer and I have only a couple of years to live, it gives me an opportunity to intensify my effort to obtain Arul. And then, you know, if I pass on, I will be reborn in another body to continue the journey where I left. This assurance, I believe, is there in one of the letters of Valala. It's implied, at least. So that would be my answer to your question. I hope I wasn't rambling around, and I hope I answered your question.
Yes. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you for good explanation. Because we are in the Sanmark, Shuddha Sanmark of all. Definitely we'll get again, unity of body. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Doctor.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I'm sorry.
You know, if you fail to get that, Arul, Saha Kalvi, we are in the Shuddha Sanmarkappa, definitely we will get that body to attain that one.
Yes, yes. This Panitadegam, as you say, is a means to attain the Arul Degam. He says it's the best means, you know. And so if you lose the present money, the Degam, and you are focused on the goal of attaining the goal of Saga Kalvi, of course, doing the Jiva Karanyam, contemplating and chanting the Arup Paranjali Mantra is all part of the practice of Saga Kalvi. And if I lose the present body, human body, as a result of, you know, ultimately it's determined by Arut Sakti. So if I lose the body, then I will be given another chance to continue. You know, to progress towards that goal. So this faith, if you want to call it, I think we really need to have this very firm faith that Arut Paranjodhi, you know, I mean, the many verses by Valalar, as you know, Arut Paranjodhi Abayam Abayam, you know, Anjale Nenje, Anjade Nenje, you know, that sort of thing. So we have to keep hammering into our doubting minds that we will be given an opportunity to continue to learn the Saga Kalvi if for some reason we can't go to school, you know, in this life and continue with the education. You know, as long as you're serious, we are serious, we'll be given another chance to join the school of Saga Kalvi.
So, thank you. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Doctor. In fact, at this point, you know, you mentioned one thing about Arut Paranjodhi Abhayam Abhayam. I think that is, you know, that's really a powerful one. If any one of you guys, you know, want to get good results. So whenever you take a task or, you know, some action or, you know, something where you need the blessings by chanting within you, in your mind or by verbally, Arut Paranjodhi Abhayam Abhayam. You know, there you can see it, how it actually impacts what you do. So that's from a personal experience.
Yes, I can just give you, and it happens in so many small instances too, that Arut Paranjodhi Abhayam Abhayam, of course, it's part of a poem or song, and it's worth looking at it on a daily basis almost, include it in our list of poems and songs to think about. Arut Paranjodhi Abhayam Abhayam is basically the declaration of surrender to Arut Paranjodhi, which is also affirmed in the last Vinappam, you know. Dega Sudandram, Boga Sudandram, everything as I have surrendered to you, you know. So that's, you know, it's part of the Deva Varipadam, so which is again, you know, related to the Jivakarani Workam. So it's all one package, so to speak. But it's the principle of surrender. And I was saying yesterday, you know, I had to go to the what's called the Las Vegas Strip area, to a music store. I had to get something. And I got stuck in traffic. And the store was going to close at 4 o'clock. And from the traffic that was, you know, the traffic congestion there, and it can be pretty horrible on weekends, I thought I was not going to make it, and then I was starting to get frustrated, you know, and then there were people honking their cars and so forth, you know, how it is when there's congestion. But I immediately reminded myself that, okay, you know, you just surrendered to Arut Paranjodhi, and if you're not able to make it, it's fine. You just come back another day. There's no need to get agitated. And I tell you, you know, making these turns here and there, I got to the store 3 minutes before closing time, and I thought probably they would have already closed the door. But when I got to the store, they had actually opened the door completely to let in, you know, air. And I went in and got the whole thing done comfortably, you know. So that's just a small example of how to deal with it by invoking Aruparanjodhi Abhayam Abhayam when you run into obstacles. And things will fall into their place. I mean, this doesn't mean that it's always going to work the way we want. You know, the Agangaram thinks that by invoking Aruparanjodhi, you can, you know, make Aruparanjodhi behave like a politician, you know. You gave some contribution, so he's going to help you. It doesn't work that way. If the store had actually closed when I got there, the proper spirit would have been to say, this is also part of, you know, the way Aruparanjodhi wants it to work. And therefore, you know, there's some purpose there. Maybe it's just to learn the lesson of patience. You know, go back home and then come back again another time. And who knows, maybe I would have found a better product, or maybe there would have been a discount. Who knows, you know. So that's the spirit in which to take things when you invoke Aruparanjodhi Abhayam Abhayam.
Once you believe to say that Aruparanjodhi Abhayam Abhayam, doctor, it should work.
Yes, but you're right. But I would say that, you know, this is what happens in Indian culture and also other cultures. They think that God is, you know, okay, you can make a petition and then he's immediately going to fulfill your desire. But God is interested in, or Aruparanjodhi is doing the territorial development for our good. And so the way it will manifest can vary. As I said, it could have worked in terms of perhaps the store closed when I went there, you know. And then what do I do? I mean, do I kind of curse out Aruparanjodhi, as many people do, you know, the religious believers? Oh, it didn't happen the way I wanted, so there's no God, or, you know, who's this God and so forth. No, that misunderstands the whole thing, I think. And the proper spirit in which to take it is, yes, this is the way in which Aruparanjodhi is helping me by blocking the fulfillment of my desire, because I need to think about perhaps the desire, or I need to think about the way I'm getting frustrated and all that. And I also need to understand that who is in charge? It's not my Agangaram that is in charge. It's Aruparanjodhi that is in charge. It's Arutsakti that's in charge of everything. And maybe that's the lesson. And Vallalar makes this very clear. I mean, Nallarivu, you know, in order to bring about Nallarivu, in the case of the Jeevargal who don't follow the, you know, the principles of compassion and so forth, Aruparanjodhi or Arutsakti blocks these Jeevargal from enjoyment. And they even lose the enjoyments they have if they are not following the Urukam. And they may even lose the body. And then, as he says in the Jivakarni Urukam, I mean, Kadavul or Aruparanjodhi brings their rebirth in another body, and then provides them with experiences to learn the lessons that they didn't learn in the previous birth. So, you know, I mean, even when things don't work out according to the way we want things to go, we still have to learn, you know. Surrender, and in fact, that is the test of surrender. You know, if something went the way you wanted it, I mean, where is the test of your willingness to surrender? It's only when the obstacle comes and blocks your fulfillment that there is the test. You know, and then if you are able to say, "I surrender to this, and I'm not going to get angry and upset and you know, frustrated and so forth. I surrender because I understand that it's Arutsakti that's in charge. It's not my own little power." And so these kinds of cases where your desires are blocked, that's the case where you really have an opportunity to practice Abhayam Abhayam.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Doctor. So then we can move to the next part of the program. Gopi will give the thank you note now.
Okay. Hello, Doctor. This is Gopi. That was a wonderful speech.
Well, you know, again, I mean, I appreciate the kind words said in the spirit of, you know, the way Sanmarga, Sanmargam followers or practitioners should speak. But really, you know, I'm just trying to point out some things that Valala has said. You know, that's all I'm trying to do. You know, and try to make some connections between the different things Valala has said, you know. So thank you, though, for your appreciation.
Because it was really, you know, like thought-provoking, Doctor. And first of all, I would like to thank just for sharing, you know, the information on how you chose the topic, you know, with Valala's guidance. And then thank you for a lot of your references to Valala's work throughout your speech, especially on Jivakarnyam, Akaval, and all those things. You also did a reference to the song Urumayudan Enadhu Thirumalaradi, where Noyatra Varvil Naan Vaalavendum. It's a very good reference. Like Noyatra Varvu, as we understand, like death is a disease caused by aging process. That was a very good reference.
Sorry, but you know, I just want to add this that you know the Agaval Marana Perumbini Vara Agamiru Karana Perumbiru Kattiya Marunde. So that's the worst form of noi or pini, maranam. So you can already see the aspiration for Maranamulla Parvarvu, the outlines of the search for Saga Kalvi, even in these early poems.
Right, right. And you also mentioned about terms take everything. That was really like, you know, thought-provoking. Where one should have a very intense desire to achieve this path, and how intense our desire is, the sooner we can achieve it, you know. So staking everything, like leaving alone all the interest, and like, you know, just keep only the interest to achieve deathlessness and reach Haritprinjali God, you know. That's a very good term that you were saying.
Yes, and as you know, Valalar mentions Madhavam, you know, Valalar saying basically he performed Madhavam, and then also there's a reference to Punya Balam, you know, Punya Balathalan. If someone like Valalar has done Madhavam and has built up the Punya Balam and so forth, what about us, you know? I mean, we have to really do a lot, but, trust in Valalar's grace, and that might help us, you know.
Right, yeah. And even though you said that, you know, said this in a funny way, like, you know, having phone number, email, is a Red Paranjyoti mantra, and keep calling, that is definitely like a very intense message, you know, I can say, you know, keep Red Paranjyoti mantra and the thought, that, you know, we are connected to him, throughout, like, you know, 24/7. In that way, you know, that is a very, very good way to invoke certain things from within, and you know that note was very very good.
Yes, thank
you. And then about the word abhayam, you know, the surrender, like, you know, I like the explanation, like, you know, you gave. It's not that, you know, something that we want or desire to happen all the time, right? You know, sometimes like it won't. Even though we say Arit Paranjyoti Abhayam, sometimes things would happen the way we want, and sometimes it doesn't happen. But the fact that what we have to keep in mind is whether it happens or not, it's the right way that God has given us. And it's not like, even if it doesn't happen to us, like, you know, we have to accept the fact, like, you know, He's within us and guiding us in the right path. That's like, you know, the surrender mentality, you know. That explanation was very good.
Yeah, thank you. But, you know, at the same time, I think we also need to understand that the process is very challenging. You know, the Agangam, as you know, I mean, the Anavam, Kanmam, and Maye, or the Mummalam, you know, and Valalar also mentions this. They have been our three constant companions for God knows how long. And so the Agangaram basically is going to pop up over and over again, and it's going to create Veguli and all these other things, Parame and all that. So whenever that happens, I think we have to recollect the verses in the Agaval where he says, Ponguru Veguli Parepugalallam Angara Adakkum Arutpuranjodi. We again surrender to Arutpuranjodi. And this is the difference between Samrasa Sutta Sanmargam and other paths, they, you know, like Buddhist meditation and all that, where they think that by analyzing these kinds of things, anger, jealousy, and so forth, you can get rid of them. I mean, analysis helps, and you also have this in psychotherapy and all that, but analysis doesn't really remove, as we can check in just a minute. I mean, I can analyze why I got angry with this person yesterday and so forth, but that's not going to remove. And even with the same person in the next instance, I might again get angry, as mm-hmm. we all daily experience. So this is not going to help. So then what is going to help us? Because these are all things, as I said, we've cultivated these three companions for God knows how long. And so they come, even when you move from one house to the other, as Vallala says in the Jiva Garnya Vorkam, the same old companions will come and visit you in your new house. There again, abhayam, abhayam. When I am overwhelmed by anger or something else, malam-related stuff, I have to simply appeal to Arut Paranjyoti. I mean, this is come and your Arut Sakti can remove it. Please remove it. But then it has to be sincere. Because what I've discovered is there is a part of us which is again related to Agangaram, which wants to indulge in anger, which enjoys getting angry, you know. It's a way of kind of asserting the ego or something like that. So it's a pretty challenging business. But all I'm saying is there seems to be a key, there seems to be a way out, and that is to say Arut Paranjyoti Abhayam Abhayam and really mean it. And wait for the Arut Sakti to clear these things out. You know, that would be my point. But thank you for bringing that up, you know.
Sure. That's a very good point too, because, you know, the example that, you know, I was referring is like on a worldly thing. But beyond that, you know, we don't have to just keep using Arut Paranjyoti Abhayam for just worldly matter. And use it for more, like, you know, higher things, like, you know, Tattva Nigraham and things like that. Thank you for that.
For psychological matters, and I think, thank you for, you know, reminding me of this. It's not only for, you know, external worldly matters, but it's also psychological stuff. You know, we all have baggage. We all have bad experiences. Wow. Who knows what happened in childhood, this father-mother relation, whatever it is, wife, husband, whatever. And there's a lot of psychological baggage that comes up. And that's exactly where I think the Abhayam really plays a very important role. When you and I have experienced this on many occasions, although it's far from being resolved completely, you just appeal to Arut Paranjyoti. You know, like yesterday, you know, when I was starting to get frustrated and so forth, when I reminded myself, you know, Arut Paranjyoti Abhayam Abhayam, the frustration went away. And around me, you know, some people were honking and this, that, and the other, but I never did, and nor was I bothered by any of that stuff. And as you know, I managed to reach the store 3 minutes before it closed, and I got to get. So, you know, with regard to the internal stuff, the Abhayam Adi, or Arun Tavitha pair, you know, Avial Vartham Arut Paranjyoti. But how do you get to that condition where these six enemies, you know, anger and all these things, stop bothering you? There also, I think we only have recourse, at least in my view, on Samarasa Siddha Sanmargam, to have Adegalam or refuge in Arut Paranjyoti. Because I found analysis and all these things don't really help, you know. I mean, some understanding you can get, oh, why did I get angry with this person? Oh, maybe I had this expectation or I had that assumption about the person, but the anger still comes back, you know. And not only that, you know, we all have memories. Memories come back and haunt us and they come in dreams and all this stuff. So there's a lot of stuff here that's even internally, you know, internal stuff that's very challenging to deal with. And that's where I think a full surrender to Arut Paranjyoti can really make your mind relaxed and can remove the internal tensions and so forth, you know, which can have very bad effects on behavior, as you know, like, you know, depression and all that stuff. It comes only because you think things have to go a certain way and they're not going that way. Well, but if you fully surrender to Arut Paranjyoti, where's the question of any depression or anger? So your mind becomes very, cool. Very lightened. And I had this very strong experience yesterday. My mind and even my body, everything completely relaxed the moment I surrendered, you know, by saying Arupan Jodi Abhayam Abhayam. So those are other important or perhaps more important applications of and maybe in a future session I can deal with it once I develop a reasonably good understanding of this whole path of Sanmargam. You know, what are the things we do with Jivakarnya Urukam as the foundation, you know, that can be dealt with maybe some other session, you know. And I also look forward to other speakers addressing this issue. Prasanna mentioned a few, so I look forward to those sessions also. But thank you for pointing that out.
Yes, definitely, Doctor. Thank you. Thank you. We hope everyone on this call and others who are listening to the live audio enjoyed the speech and will be benefited by the information shared today. We would like to thank Dr. Dil Raghu once again on behalf of Valala Universal Mission and all the aspirants who participated in this satsang. Dr. Dil Raghu, we pray for you, your family, relatives, friends, acquaintance. May Arutpar Jodi Andavar and our Guru Valala bestow thy grace on you and put you into the right state of Suddhasana Samarasa Suddhasana Marga. Enlighten you with the true knowledge, make you attain the true life, and make you become immortal. O Arutpar Jodi Lord, thou art all things, thou art thy supreme divine. O Supreme, salutations to thy divine grace, salutations to thy supreme grace. Arutpiram Jodi, Arutpiram Jodi, Tanipiram Karunai, Arutpiram Jodi. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Arutpar Jodi Abhayam Abhayam. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Gopi. Now we'll go to the Jodi song. Anbu Amma, can you recite the song for us?
Pardon, Prasanna. Adhik Munnadi, I just want to share this. Actually, I'm not well. I think I have some flu.
Okay.
Every Sunday, I usually sit in my meditation room and listen to the whole satsang and do my practices. Today, I couldn't do it, but I said, like, even if I'm in the bed, I'll still dial in and listen. And I think this was the best medicine that I could get. So I would like to thank Dr. Dil Raghu and also all our brothers and sisters for the wonderful Satvicharam. The strongest message is this email and phone call, you know, like that's so powerful. I know you put it in simple way and Gopi exactly said what I had in my mind. It is so powerful and if we can practice it every minute and I think we will have a chance to reach to Arutpiram Jodi Devam. So thank you for that. I'll sing the Jodi song now.
What is your good name? I haven't heard your voice before, or maybe you've sang before, but what is your good name?
Yes, sir. I'm Anbu. I live in Dallas.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Nice to meet you. On the phone, yeah.
Likewise. Jodi, 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 Suyam. Jodi 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 Param Jodi 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 Arul Jodi 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 Sivam Vama Jodi Soma Jodi Vana Jodi Jnana Jodi Maha Jodi Yoga Jodi Vada Jodi Nana Jodi Yema Jodi Vyoma Jodi Yera Jodi Veera Jodi Yeha Jodi Yeha Jodi Yeha Jodi, Yeha Jodi, Adi Niti Vedane. Adal Needu Padane, Vadi Jnana Podane. Valha Valha Nadane. Varha varha nadane வாழ்க வாழ்க நாதனி. திருச்சிற்றம்பலம் எல்லாம் செயல்கூடும்.
வாழியினை தூக்கி வைத்த கரதலங்கள், வாழி எல்லாம் வல்ல மணிமன்றம், வாழி நடம், வாழி அருட்ஜோதி, வாழி நடராயன், வாழி சிவஞான வழி, வாழி என் ஆண்டவன், வாழி என் கோணருள், வாய்மை என்றும் வாழி, எம்மான் புகழ் வாழி, என் நாதன் மலர்பதங்கள் வாழி, வாழிமை சுத்த சன்மார்க்க பெருநெறி மாண்பு கொண்டு வாழி, இவ்வயமும் வானமும் மற்றும் வாழியவே. அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, தனிப்பெரும் கருணை, அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, எல்லா உயிர்களும் இன்புற்று வாழ்க, கொல்லாவிரதம் உலயமெல்லாம் உங்க வல்லல் மலரடி, வாழ்க வாழ்க. சத்குருநாதா சத்குருநாதா, சன்மார்க்க சங்கம் தழைக்க அருள் தாத்தா. சித்தம்பரம், தேங்க்யூ எவ்ரி ஒன், தேங்க்ஸ் ஃபார் ஜாயினிங் டுடே, தேங்க்யூ சோ மச்.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you, doctor.
Doctor, everybody.